And a pleasant good afternoon to you from Open Space Park in Sioux Center, Iowa. A beautiful day for football at the midpoint of November. We can't ask for better than this. 52 degrees, a little bit of sunshine would be nice, but who's being picky? The Dort College Defenders taking on a Dakota Wesleyan team this afternoon that is still vying for a spot in the Great Plains or in the postseason playoffs. The Dort College Defenders come into today's contest with two wins, bidding for their first win of the conference season, while Dakota Wesleyan is in the top 25 of the country, and they are trying to work their way up into the top 16 to have a chance at the postseason tournament. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM, and tell you what, let's jump right into it. Let's check in with Coach Greg Youngblood, Dort College football coach, and we'll also check in with Great Plains Commissioner Corey Westra about today's contest, the Dort College Defenders and Dakota Wesleyan Tigers. Coming your way in just a little bit, this is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM, and let's begin with checking in with Great Plains Commissioner Corey Westra and the update for today.
16 brought to you by the Great Plains Athletic Conference. I'm Corey Westra. On this GPAC Football Saturday report this week, let's begin with last week's GPAC Football scoreboard. It was number 19 Northwestern at the time, knocking off number 1 Morningside, 38-28 in Orange City. Nebraska Wesleyan over Midland, 37-7. Hastings a winner at home over Dort, 66-21. Dakota Wesleyan at home in Mitchell knocks off Concordia, 24-13. And Briarcliff at the Dakota Dome defeats Doan, the final 32-23. Let's go to the Hoffman America Sports Football Players of the Week from last Saturday. On offense, the honor goes to Theo Bartman, running back from Northwestern. He ran for 4 touchdowns in that upset of number 1 Morningside for the Red Raiders. He had 123 yards on 33 carries on the day. His teammate, Jake Zylstra, at free safety, is the defensive player of the week. 5 tackles. He accounted for 3 turnovers. That includes an interception, 2 interceptions, pardon me, in the first half, and then a big tackle late in the game to seal the win for the Red Raiders. And Ethan Renner, the punter from Midland, takes the special teams honor. He had 7 punts on the day at Nebraska Wesleyan, a total of 293 yards, a long of 58. That's a look back at last week's Players of the Week and scores from around the Great Plains Athletic Conference. We'll set the stage for this final Saturday of conference play after this quick timeout and message about the Great Plains Athletic Conference.
The Great Plains Athletic Conference is an affiliated conference of the NAIA, consisting of 11 private, faith-based colleges and universities in Nebraska, Iowa, and South Dakota. Founded in 2000, the GPAC is proud of our academic and athletic tradition. Last year, the conference totaled over 500 NAIA Daktronics Scholar Athletes, and the GPAC has 20 team NAIA National Champions. Visit our website at gpacsports.com, where you can also find links to our Facebook and Twitter sites as well. The Great Plains Athletic Conference, academic and athletic excellence since 2000.
It is the final Saturday of the GPAC football season, and there is a lot on the line today around the conference, and let's jump right into the scenarios, the standings, and more. We begin with Morningside. They're now ranked number 5 in the country, 8-1 overall, 7-1 in the league after their loss to Northwestern last week. The Mustangs are at home today. They will take on Doan at 1 o'clock at Elwood Olsen Stadium. That's big matchup number 1. Morningside with the win will secure an outright GPAC championship. Northwestern and Midland today in Fremont. Northwestern has vaulted all the way up to the number 13 spot. They moved up 6 from 19 last week with their win over Morningside. Northwestern needs a Morningside loss to be in the title hunt within the Great Plains Athletic Conference. And then there's Dakota Wesleyan, ranked 22nd. The Tigers will take a 6-2 league record to Dort today for a 1 o'clock matchup against the Defenders. If DWU can pick up a win, along with a Morningside loss, they're in the mix for a championship within the Great Plains Athletic Conference. So again, Morningside with a win would be the outright champion. They sit at 7-1 entering the day. Northwestern and Dakota Wesleyan are both a game back at 6-2. And then it's Doan and Nebraska Wesleyan at 5-3. Let's go to the rest of the games today. Hastings is at Nebraska Wesleyan, and Briarcliff will play at Concordia. Everything is at 1 o'clock on this Saturday afternoon around the Great Plains Athletic Conference. So a lot on the line, a great way to end the season for GPAC football in 2013. Let's go to the latest NAIA football ratings then, and again, a lot changed after last Saturday. University of the Cumberlands is your new number 1. After 9 weeks in a row at the top spot, Morningside falls to number 5. Grandview is 2, Carroll 3, Baker is 4, Morningside then at 5, St. Francis 6, Mo Valley is 7, Ottawa 8, Benedictine 9, Faulkner moves into the number 10 spot, Northwestern up to 13, and Dakota Wesleyan is ranked 22nd. That's your GPAC Football Saturday Report. I'm Corey Westra.
Welcome to Open Space Park. Let's take a look at the competition for today. The North College Defenders and Dakota Wesleyan Tigers meeting up. And right now we are having the seniors on this year's program being recognized. There are 19 of them. They are being recognized for their contribution and dedication to the Dort College football program. Dakota Wesleyan enters the game as the number 22 team in the country, and they are 6-2 in the GPAC, 7-3 overall. Tigers have won 3 games in a row over Midland, Nebraska Wesleyan, and Concordia after a setback to Morningside. The other losses for Wesleyan are to Northwestern and Wisconsin Stout. Francois Bernal leads a ground attack that gains over 200 yards per game. Barneau has run for 1,735 yards and averages nearly 6.8 yards per carry and has scored 13 touchdowns. Xavier Armijo has run for 200 yards on 55 carries. Barneau has been a workhorse for the Tigers with 265 carries, which works out to about 25 per game. John Vane has won 68 of 339 in the air for 2,141 yards and 22 touchdowns against just 8 interceptions. Vane's favorite target is Anthony Meilenberg with 61 receptions and 12 touchdowns. Meilenberg has a 15.2 yards per catch average. Arthur Brown has 33 receptions for a little over 14 yards per catch. Meilenberg handles the punt returns and has a 10.6 yards per return average on 10 returns. Mitch Breen has 14 kick returns for a 19.4 yards per return average. Wesleyan defense has allowed 153 yards per game rushing and 227 yards in passing per game. Brady Bonte has 82 tackles with 17 for loss and 7 quarterback sacks. Tanner Monk has 63 tackles. Dort College is 0-8 in the GPAC, 2-8 overall. Dort College has lost 4 games since beating Trinity Bible on October 12. Dort's other win was a season-opening victory over Dakota State by a 14-13 margin. The Defenders gain just under 200 yards per game on the ground, 198.9 to be exact. They allow 194 yards on the ground. Teams are getting 231 yards in the air against the Defenders on average, while Dort College averages 69 yards per game in the air. Leonard Manuel has 433 rushing yards on 104 carries. He's closing in on 1,000 yards for his career. Aaron Francis has 336 yards rushing. Daniel Fennick, 328. Thomas Newman has run for 297 yards and thrown for 292 after completing 20 of 51 passes for 3 touchdowns and 3 interceptions. Zach Barker is 22 of 48 passing for 225 yards. Sam Verhulst has 25 catches for 390 yards and 3 touchdowns. Daniel Fennig has 5 punt returns for 12.0 for average, and he bonus rose punted 62 times this season for a 38.7 average. Seth Vandevoort has a team-high 112 tackles this season with 9 tackles for loss, 1 sack, and 1 interception. Jake Atkinson has 78 tackles and 2 interceptions. Cole McLean has 66 tackles. Dakota Wesleyan scored 2 fourth-quarter touchdowns to come from 13-10 down to Concordia to win 24-13. Tigers outgained Concordia 249-242. Dort College fell behind Hastings 21-0 after 1 quarter last week in Hastings and fell by an eventual 66-21 count to the Broncos. Thomas Newman ran for 126 yards on 15 carries. Wesleyan owns a 5-0 series lead in this series. Last year's contest, a 45-31 final, a win for Dakota Wesleyan in Mitchell. That game featured 1,200 yards of offense between the two teams, with Dort outgaining the host 691-546. Dort's Trey Pickney had 117 yards on the ground, while Bryce Russler and Daniel Fanick each had 89 and 87 yards, respectively. Kyle Henricks threw for 250 yards and had 4 completions. Darren Francis last year for 99 yards. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Let's check in now with Coach Greg Youngblood, Dort College football coach, and for his pregame thoughts and comments on today's contest. Let's talk with Coach Greg Youngblood as the Dort College Defenders get set to take on the Dakota Wesleyan Tigers. Great Plains Athletic Conference football action, and this is the season finale for the Dort College Defenders taking on a Dakota Wesleyan team that has progressed through the season, 6-2 in the conference, 7-3 overall. Coach, you're playing a team that at the beginning of the year we weren't quite sure what Dakota Wesleyan would have. They have progressed through this year, made steady improvement, and put together a very good season. It's going to be a challenge today.
Yeah, we knew they would have their John Bain, their returning quarterback. They had number 10, Muhlenberg, their star wide receiver. They lost a good running back, but they actually replaced him with a guy who has better numbers. He's been very good, top runner in the GPAC. So they got the three as good of players as there is in the GPAC offensively, and their offense is really probably the best behind Morningside in the GPAC. So they're explosive. They make big plays. It's a big test for us for sure.
Last year you played the Madonna and Mitchell and ended up being a wild one, something like 1,200 yards between the two teams offensively, high scoring affair, big plays back and forth, momentum swings. I would imagine you're hoping for a little bit better defense for your team and about the same offensive output.
Yeah, if we could duplicate that day, that was a big day for us that we want to try to get back to. They're talking about the same thing, that we had a big day against them, and they're going to be looking to try to limit that. So we've got to, whether we score a lot of points, that's always the goal. But even if we're not scoring a lot of points, if we're controlling the clock, we're running the ball, and we're getting first downs, moving the chains, we're keeping their offense on the sideline, because they're going to make big plays. I don't think that there's nobody they haven't made big plays against this year. So they're going to make some. We've got to limit them and not get, make them too big, but also limit their opportunities so we can keep them from putting too many points on the board and then stay in there and hopefully at the end be able to make some plays.
Players of the game from last week, Thomas Newman in relief, had a pretty good game in terms of running the football against Hastings, over 100 yards of rushing offense in the second half. You decided to give him the offensive player of the week.
Yeah, we had gone with Zach, and Zach had done some good things, was struggling that first half. We went with Thomas. And like you said, he had over 100 yards, 7-point-some yards per carry in one half, and was unanimously our player of the week. And, we scored three touchdowns to him on their starting defense. So it's hard not to give him that after a great performance.
Seth Vandevoer, one of 19 individuals who will be recognized before today's contest because he's a senior, totaling up his numbers. He's been in on a lot of tackles, and I said to someone, he's been on nearly 400 tackles, and I'm not sure we got them all through his career, but he's been a mainstay for this team defensively since day one.
Yeah, Seth's, there's not much you can say about him that hasn't been said, but he's that good. He deserves all the credit. And he doesn't get enough credit because, obviously, we haven't had the success as a team. So because of that, the individual credits don't fall. And that's the way it works. So I understand that. But, it's unfortunate for a player like him that doesn't maybe get the notoriety because of that. He's not going to care about it because that's not the kind of person he is. It's probably something I care about more because I'm his coach. But there's no question. People around the league know that when you play us on the defensive side of the ball, he's the guy you got to block. He's the guy that makes our plays. And he's just had another heck of a season, and it's going to be bittersweet, obviously, to see him play his last game.
Talk about him, but there are also 18 other individuals along with him who will be recognized. And talk a little bit about what this senior group has had to do. It's never easy going through a coaching change midway through your college career. Several of these guys went through that, stuck with it, and that speaks for their character.
Absolutely. Tremendous group of guys, tremendous leadership. Couldn't have asked for better. Very, very welcoming when I came as head coach. They've done a great job. I know it's probably the biggest senior class we've ever graduated at Dort, and it just shows the promise our program has. We need to keep getting guys like this and just get more of them at all different levels, and our program will be strong. They're leaving a legacy that may not be looked upon on the scoreboard like they've accomplished a lot. They've accomplished tons in terms of what they've helped the program, how we've grown as a team, how we've helped guys grow individually, and a lot of it is because of these leaders and what they've established. Their legacy will continue after they're gone, and so we really appreciate their work, and we know they're going to have great futures ahead of them.
That is Coach Greg Youngblood talking about the Dort College Defenders and the Defenders seniors, that outgoing group, 19 of them recognized before today's contest. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Those of you tuning in thinking maybe we'd have basketball this afternoon, that is available via webcast. Sam Ekstrom, Dort College Student Sports Information Assistant, made his way down to Fremont today with the basketball teams. He'll have those games available for you via webcast at 3w.dort.edu/athletics. So if you're looking for the basketball games, that is where they can be found. Back with the kickoff of today's contest right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Hard to believe it is the 16th day of November as we look down on the field. Dakota Wesleyan, you heard Randy Hagedorn, our referee, indicating that Wesleyan has won the coin toss. They will receive the opening kickoff this afternoon. I've been involved in several of these season closers, and middle of November, you never know what you're going to get. The field in relatively good condition, starting to show some wear in between the hash marks, especially between the 30-yard lines. Sioux Center football team having some success this year in the playoffs. That translated into an additional 3 playoff games being played here at Open Space Park. That takes its wear and tear on the field. Brad Vermeer and his staff, yeoman's work as they got the field into playable condition. And for the final season, for the final game of the year, we have dry conditions. And winds are light out of the south at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Game time temperature 53 degrees. Dort College in their black jerseys, white numbers trimmed out in gold. For those of you wondering about the white jerseys with the silver numbers, I believe those are being retired after this year. They will have a mirror image of this this jersey on the road after this season. Dakota Wesleyan in their white jerseys, blue numbers, and blue pants trimmed out in black. Kicking off for the Dort College defenders will be Kevin Giese, and we are underway. High end-over-end kick driven into the end zone, and they will bring it out. Taking it out is Mitch Breen. Breen to the 10, stumbles, and keeps his feet to the 15, where he is finally brought down. Cole McLean on the tackle for the Dort College defenders, and that is where Dakota Wesleyan will start from. First down and 10, and they will start at their own 17-yard line. So Dakota Wesleyan with the football. We are just underway. Glad to have you along with me on this Saturday afternoon as we wrap up the regular season. For the Dort College defenders looking for that first conference win of the year, they're going to have their work cut out for them today against the number 22 rated team of the country. Let's see what the defenders can do defensively against this high-powered Dakota Wesleyan team. Wesleyan with the football. They hand off to Barneau. Barneau, the ball carrier. Barneau to the 20-yard line, and that is where he is wrapped up for a 3-yard gain. Short gain on the play for the Dort College defenders making the stop. You had Micah Applegate. John Gardner pursued the play as well. It'll be second down and 8 yards to go, so a pickup of 2 on the play for Dakota Wesleyan. Second down and 8 for Wesleyan. Wesleyan with their starting quarterback, that is John Bain. Bain is the quarterback. He'll turn, hand off to Barneau. Barneau the ball carrier, and Barneau straight ahead carry for a couple of yards again. He's out to the 21 or 22-yard line. And that will bring up third down and 5, so nothing fancy by Dakota Wesleyan thus far. Trotting over to the sideline to get the play will be John Bain. Bain, a potent passer, has over 2,100 yards of passing offense, and we will see when he elects to go to the air. Arthur Brown is a key member of the offense for Dakota Wesleyan. Wesleyan lines up 3 receivers to the left. You've got to watch Brown, you've got to watch Meilenberg, and Barneau. Bain back to pass. He's going to roll left, pumps, throws, pass is incomplete, and the Dort College defense forces a 3-and-out. That pass intended for Alex Robertson. Robertson, as Bain, not afraid to thread it in there between 3 defensive players and actually hit his intended receiver, Robertson, right in the numbers, but the ball pops out. Incomplete. The Dort College defenders will get set to receive the punt. Kicking for Wesleyan is Porter, and Porter shanks one towards the sideline, and it'll take a Dort College bounce, and the defenders will have good field position to start. First down and 10 for the defenders at the Dakota Wesleyan 34-yard line. So Dort College, the defense holds. And now Dort College will have their first possession of the football game. Wesleyan started at their own 17-yard line, forced to punt from their own 22, and they end up netting just, looks like, 12 yards on the play. Dort College starts out first down and 10 at the Wesleyan at the 33-yard line. Caleb Luzinger is the starting quarterback this afternoon. He draws his first start of the season. He's a senior, saw extensive action last year. And Coach Greg Youngblood, before the contest, said just wanted to give Luzinger a shot for his last season. He's going to run the option, pitches over to Pickney. Pickney racing to the corner, and Pickney's going to be dropped for a 2-yard loss on the play. 2-yard loss, the tackle by Brady Bonte. Bonte, one of those stingy defensive players for Dakota Wesley, and his numbers very good. As he flows with the play, doesn't allow Pickney any room to run, and Pickney is thrown actually for a 3-yard loss on the play. It's second down and 13. Luzinger, the quarterback. Luzinger turns, hands, gives to Courtney Samuel. Samuel, the ball carrier, he gets back to the original line of scrimmage, and that's it. It's going to bring up third down, and it appears to be 10 yards to go. So Dort College, their backfield consisting of Samuel at the fullback. Your S-backs or the wings are Aaron Francis and Trey Pickney. Your wide receivers are Van Grau and Ver Hulst. Offensive line, you got Riley Sharper at center. Luzinger is under center. He's got Samuel 3 yards behind him. Hands off on the dive to Courtney Samuel. Samuel to the 30-yard line. And for Samuel, a pickup of 4 on the play, and that'll bring up fourth down, and it looks like a long 5, and Dort College is going to send one of their seniors out onto the field to try and get him on the board. Barry Dykstra will line up for what is a 47-yard field goal attempt. Cole McLean will put the football down at the 37. Kicking with a slight breeze will be Barry Dykstra, the right-footed kicker from Hudsonville, Michigan. So Dykstra trying to get Dort College on the board. Snap is back to McLean. Dykstra gets his foot into it. Does it have the distance? It does, but it's wide right. And the Dort College defenders unable to convert. It'll be first down and 10 for Dakota Wesleyan. And Wesleyan will take over at their own 29-yard line. So Dort College fails to convert on their first possession. Dakota Wesleyan sends their offense back onto the field. Today's broadcast made possible by People's Bank with offices in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Akron, Lester, Hayward, and Sheldon, where values matter. Member FDIC. So Dykstra just pushed that one right. It was a 47-yard attempt by Dykstra. And the Dort College defenders have their defense on the field. Wesleyan, two receivers right, one left, and we have a flag on the play, stopping the play, so that's going to be on the offense. False start on Dakota Wesleyan. So Wesleyan called for the false start. Dort College will have it. It's on defense now as Wesleyan faced first down and 15 from their own 24-yard line. Wesleyan with the football. 0-0 our score. 11:32 left to play in the first quarter. We are just underway. Micah Applegate's lined up at a left defensive end. John Bain is in the shotgun. Bain hands it off to Barneau. Barneau, the ball carrier, and Barneau gets back the 5 yards that was lost on the penalty before he's brought down near the 30-yard line. So he's stopped on the numbers. It'll be second down and 10. Flowing to the play, Vinoy Harris. Micah Applegate also in on the stop for the defenders. And that'll bring up second down and 10. Wesleyan doesn't signal their plays in. In this situation, they have their quarterback, John Bain, run over to the sideline to get the play. Bain, the quarterback, back to pass. Pass is out in the flat. It's complete. And short of the first down, pass was completed to Cody Dirksen. Dirksen driven out of bounds by the safety, Jake Atkinson, coming over. And that'll bring up third down and 1, and a chance for Dort College to get the defense off the field again. Well, the coaches in their shirt sleeves on the sideline this afternoon. They signal their defensive plays in. Dakota Wesleyan. Under center is Bain. Lone setback is Barneau. Third down and 1. Let's see what Dakota Wesleyan does here. They're going to give it to their workhorse, Barneau. Barneau falls forward. He picked up the first down. He's at the 40-yard line. He got enough. So Barneau picks up the needed yard. Dort College. Tackle made by JT Teixeira. Teixeira making the stop. It's going to be first down and 10 for Wesleyan at their own 40-yard line. So it's been all Francois Barneau so far. Barneau, a junior from Belfouche, South Dakota. 5'9", 200-pounder. He's rushed for nearly 1,800 yards this season. He's in the shotgun along with Bain. Three receivers set to the right. They hand it off to Barneau. Barneau racing to the corner. He's shut down. Nothing there that time. And I believe that's John Gardner making the tackle for a loss over on the far sideline right in front of the Dakota Wesleyan bench. It'll be second down and 11. Second and 11 for Dakota Wesleyan. 0-0 our score. 9:30 left to play in the first quarter. Second and 11, a loss of one on the play for Barneau. Nice size crowd on hand for today's contest. Decent weather, that always plays a big part in your football crowds, especially this time of the year. Bain in shotgun, three receivers to the right, one to the left. He's got Barneau. Goes play action, Barneau. Pass over the middle is complete to Meilenberg, and Meilenberg forcing his way forward to the 40-yard line. He picks up 22 yards on the play before he is driven down. Atkinson very nearly broke that play up, but it was Meilenberg making the leaping grab over the middle. And Dakota Wesleyan has it in Dort College territory for the first time this afternoon. First down and 10 at the Dort College 40-yard line. First and 10 for Wesleyan. 0-0 our score. Wesleyan, that completion from Bain to Meilenberg was good for 21 yards officially. It's now at the 40-yard line. Meilenberg in the pistol. He's got his running back behind him. That is Barneau. Turns, hands, gives to Barneau. Barneau, the ball carrier, and Dort College is keying on Barneau. Applegate and Seth Vandevort there for the tackle. No gain on the play for Barneau. It'll be second down and 10. Second and 10 coming. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Up to the line of scrimmage, Dakota Wesleyan. Dakota Wesleyan, 10 seconds to get this playoff. After they break their huddle, Bain is in the shotgun, 4 seconds left, three. They'll get it off just before the play clock expires. Pass over the sideline is nearly complete. Making the snag on the far sideline was Anthony Meilenberg. And Wesleyan picks up 4 yards on the play. It's going to be third down and 6. Third and 6 on the way. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Those of you tuning in wanting to hear basketball, you can catch the basketball game via our webcast at www.dort.edu/athletics. Sam Ekstrom doing the play-by-play of that right now. Third down and 6 for Wesleyan. Bain back to pass. Bain drops it off in the flat, floats it over to Barneau, and Barneau can't climb the ladder high enough. Atkinson was there, and If Barneau makes that catch, in all likelihood, he does not pick up enough for a first down, and it looks like Dakota Wesleyan will leave the offense on the field. Fourth down and 6 yards to go. They're in no man's land right here. 36-yard line, not a lot to gain by punting. Possibly you pin Dort College deep in their own territory, but that's only if you keep it out of the end zone. And you risk having your punter kick one to the sideline short like he did the last time where they netted just 13 yards. So they're going to go for it here. Fourth down and 6, 7:17 left to play in the first quarter. Bain in the pistol. Back to our shotgun. Back to pass. Pass is incomplete, intended for Chris McDaniel. And now they're going to throw the flag late on the play coming in. After the play was over, the flag, and that's going to be a pass interference call, I believe. Chris McDaniel breaking that play up. Looked like Dort College had done what they needed to get the defense off of the field. But on an incomplete pass, thrown to the 25-yard line, it's going to be enough for a first down. Well, the Dort College faithful not happy with that call. Obviously, the play happening across the field from me. But it certainly looked like a very good play by Chris McDaniel, one of the seniors for the Dort College Defenders, playing in his final game as a Dort College player. He broke that pass up, and now Dakota Wesleyan has it first down and 10 at the Dort College 25-yard line. So Wesleyan helped out by the pass interference call. Handoff to Barneau. Barneau, the ball carrier, stretching it out to the sideline. Stiff arms, a couple of players, and is drugged down by Cole McLean at the 15-yard line. So that's enough for a first down for Barneau. And Dakota Wesleyan will have it first down and 10 inside the Dort College 15-yard line. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Wesleyan moving the football from their own 27-yard line. That's where this drive started. And now Wesleyan up to the line of scrimmage, and the shotgun is Bain. Bain sends a man in motion right to left. Three receivers now set to the right. Back to pass is Bain. Bain looking over the middle, dumps it off to Barneau. Barneau has it to the five, dives forward, and is out of bounds at the five-yard line. Credited with the tackle for Dort College is Cam Petrie, and that will bring up second down and two. So Wesleyan helped out on this drive by a pass interference call. And now Dakota Wesleyan is knocking on the door, facing second down and two with a football at the five-yard line. Under center is Bain, receiver right and left. Meilenberg to the left. They hand it off to Barneau. Barneau trying to weave his way forward, and he's brought down at the five-yard line. Little or no gain on the play for Meilenberg, and that will bring up third down. Third down coming for Barneau, beg your pardon. I said Meilenberg, but that was Barneau. Micah Applegate again in on the tackle. JT Teixeira also there filling the gap. Defensive line, you've got Adam Ornchus at a tackle along with Dwight Green. The left, or I should say the right defensive end, is John Gardner. Applegate's on the left as you're standing behind the Dort College defense. Bain is under center, third down and two. Barneau in the backfield. They send the fullback in motion. Play action pass. Pass to the end zone and a five-yard touchdown completion to the fullback for Dakota Wesleyan. That is Eric Lundberg. Lundberg reeling in the five-yard touchdown pass from Bain. For Bain, that is his 23rd touchdown thrown this season. And the Dort College defenders trail 6-0 pending the point after. 6-0 our score. On to attempt the point after is Daniel Porter. Porter trying to make it a 7-0 ball game. Snap is down, kick is up, and the kick is through. And Dakota Wesleyan owns a 7-0 lead. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM, 5:05 left to play in the first quarter. We'll be back with more right after this. Dakota Wesleyan scoring on a 70-plus yard drive. Dort College gets the football back, and they will have it in a good field position as the kickoff goes out of bounds. Trey Pickney let it bounce at the numbers at the 10, and it kept rolling towards the sideline. Dakota Wesleyan's cover team kept coming on, and Pickney was able to determine that it was going to go out of bounds before Dakota Wesleyan got to it. And it did, so Dort College has it first down and 10 at their own 35-yard line. First and 10 for the defenders. Let's see if they can get on track offensively. And Thomas Newman is on the field for the defenders at quarterback. Three down linemen for Wesleyan. They bring a linebacker up to the edge. They hand it off to Courtney Samuel. Samuel, the ball carrier, and Courtney picks up 4 yards on the play. Second down and 6. So Newman in at quarterback now after Caleb Luzinger got the start. And Coach Greg Youngblood, before the contest, said we wanted to give him a chance. He's a senior. Give him a shot at quarterback. Run a series. See how things go. And that happened. Newman now throws it up over the top, intended for Van Grauw. And Grauw's pass is complete in Dakota Wesleyan territory at the 40-yard line. And never identifying that the play was coming his way was Cody Bonte. And Dort College, with the completion all the way to the 40-yard line, a 21-yard pass completion from Newman to Van Grauw, and Daryl Van Grauw reels it in on the sideline. And actually, if that pass, if he's able to stay in bounds, Bonte, no idea was coming. He ends up, Van Grau maybe has some room to run, but the ball angled towards the sideline enough that there wasn't enough room for Van Grau to work with. We've got a flag on the play after the handoff to Courtney Samuel. Nothing doing that time for Courtney. Maybe picks up 2 or 3 yards on the play, and that's in the neighborhood of what will probably be a holding penalty. Well, we're going to wish that was a holding penalty. Riley Sharper called for a chop block. 15-yard penalty, that's a personal foul. Andor College now with it at their own 46-yard line, so they lose 15 yards on the play. Repeat the down. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM, 4:13 left to go in the first quarter. Newman is under center. Thomas Newman will take the snap from Sharper, hands it off to Lennard. Lennard, the ball carrier, I beg your pardon, not Lennard, but Courtney. Courtney, the ball carrier, and Courtney picks up a couple of yards on the play. So Courtney Samuel with a couple of yards on the play. That'll bring up second down and long. This will be second down and 22 for the defenders. York College trailing 7-0 after Dakota Wesleyan got on the board with an extended drive where they were helped out by a pass interference call on fourth down. York College up to the line of scrimmage. Comes over to Newman. Newman, the ball carrier. Newman's going to keep it himself. Pitches over to Francis. Francis loses it. It's down on the ground. And the North College defenders are able to recover the football. It's going to be third down and 15. Third and 15. Football at the 45-yard line. And the North College defenders will get the play signaled in from the sideline. North College facing third down and long. Courtney Samuel is the fullback. Send a man in motion. That's Fennig. Back to pass is Newman. Newman steps up, throws over the top, has a man open. That's Van Grau, but converging on the play was Cody Bonte. Bonte preventing Van Grau from stretching out for that one. That'll bring up fourth down and 15, and I believe we'll see Heath Bonestro on to punt. So fourth down and long for the defenders after the incomplete pass. Bonestro will punt with a line of scrimmage at the Wesleyan 45. Let's see if Dort College is able to pin Wesleyan in their own territory. Dort College is going to run a fake. McLean to the right side. McLean, nothing there. Cole McLean got back to the line of scrimmage for the punt, and that was it. And now Dakota Wesleyan will have it first down and 10 at their own 45-yard line. North College going to a trick play on that punt, and they stacked everything to the right side. Needed 15 yards, and gambling at the Wesleyan 45-yard line, and that time North College unable to convert. First down and 10 for Dakota Wesleyan at their own 46-yard line. John Bain in at quarterback again for the Tigers. Send a man in motion. Fake the handoff to the man in motion. Instead, handoff to Barneau. Barneau looking for some room to run, and he's stopped after a 2-yard pickup on the play on the near side, just outside the hash mark. Making the tackle for Dort College, Matt Albert. Albert making the stop. It's going to be second down and 9, so a pickup of 1 yard on the play. Curtis Emery coming in for Dort College now. He'll line up at a defensive tackle. Vinoy Harris and Seth Vandervoort are the linebackers, along with Matt Albert. McDaniel and Petrie are the corners. The safeties are McLean and Atkinson. John Bain in the shotgun. He's going to drop back to pass, facing second down and 9, looking right, rolling right now. Up to the line of scrimmage, he's going to put it away, and he's going to dart out of bounds after a pickup of, looks like, 9 yards on the play. Well, we'll give him 8. It'll be third down and 2 as he stops short of the first down marker by a couple of yards. Have to make it to the 44-yard line to get a first down. North College has the football at, Dakota Wesleyan has the football at the 46. Dakota Wesleyan facing third down and two. Barneau, I beg your pardon, that's Bain. Bain keeps it himself. He's to the 40, slides at the 35. So he picks up another 11 yards on the play. Saw the defense coming, slides for self-preservation. And now Dakota Wesleyan has it at the North College 35-yard line, leading 7-0 with 1:15 remaining in the first quarter. 1:15 left to go in the first quarter. Wesleyan leads 7-0. Dakota Wesleyan up to the line of scrimmage. Play clock is at 14. Game clock goes under a minute. Wesleyan already up 7-0. They fake the handoff to Barneau. Bain's going to scramble left. Still has it, now throws over the top, has a man open, Petrie up, and Dort College makes the interception at the goal line. That's Cole McLean. McLean makes the grab, and the back judge is going to say that he was outside of the end zone. One way or the other, it's going to be Dort College football. It certainly looked like it would be a touchback to me. And the Dort College defenders will have the football, first down and 10. At the 20-yard line, Sador College, and Cole McLean comes up with a interception. We did have a flag on the play, but that was against the offense. That's going to be a holding penalty. Dort College will obviously decline. And Dort College will have the touchback at the 20-yard line. Sador College forces a... So the touchback for the defenders at their own 20-yard line. As McLean fell into the end zone on the interception. For Cole McLean this season, I believe that is his second interception this year. I beg your pardon, his first. First interception for Cole. They reverse. Coming around the end is Verhulst. He's got a couple blockers. There he goes. 25-30, 35, 40. And we might have a block in the back at the end of the play. If not, Verhulst with a 25-yard pickup on the play. North College going to the end around with Sam Verhulst getting the football, and he comes around the side. He got a couple blocks. I believe it was Aaron Francis and Darryl Van Grau throwing a couple of blocks late in the play to spring him for an additional 10 or 15 yards. So North College now with it at their own 45-yard line. First down and 10 for the defenders. Newman up to the line of scrimmage. North College trailing 7-0. Here's Newman with a football. Newman into Dakota Wesleyan territory, down to the 38-yard line. A pickup of 17 yards on the play for the defenders. And with 10 seconds remaining in the quarter, that'll probably be the last play of the quarter. 7-0 our score. Dort College with it in Dakota Wesleyan territory at the 39-yard line. It'll be first down and 10 for the defenders when we resume play right after this. This is Dort College football on KDCR 88.5 FM. First down and 10 for Dort College at the Dakota Wesleyan 38-yard line. 7-0, Wesleyan in front by virtue of a 71-yard drive. Took 6:27 off of the clock. Now Dort College with it in Wesleyan territory. Newman keeps it himself. He spins around at the 35-yard line, still on his feet, down to the 30. He picks up nearly 9 yards on the play. Newman faked the dive to Courtney Samuel, kept it himself, and was able to work in behind his offensive line. Picks up 9 yards on the play. It's second down and one. Second down and one for the defenders. Thomas Newman is under center. Sam Verhulst is going to line up tight on the right. We've got Van Grau to the left. Now Dort College is going to call a timeout. Confusion on the field. Dort College needs a timeout to talk things over. Second down and two. They burn their first timeout. Back with more after this. This is Dort College football on KDCR. Second down and two, Dort College with the football. They fake the pitch, hand it off to the fullback. That's Leonard Manuel, and Leonard picks up, I believe, enough for a first down. Looks like he made it all the way down to the 28-yard line, and he did before he's driven backwards. So Leonard getting his first carry of the day, I believe. Up to this point, it had been Courtney Samuel in at fullback. have not had those two healthy at the same time for much of this season. Courtney missing much of this season with a knee injury, able to get back into play last week. North College first down and 10 at the 28-yard line. First down and 10 for the defenders. Sent a man in motion, that's Fennig. Fake the handoff, keeping it himself is Newman. Newman gets forward 3 yards for a pickup on the play. It's going to be second down and 7. Second and 7. North College moving in Dakota Wesleyan territory. See if they can extend the drive. Trailing 7-0, Wesleyan scoring their touchdown near the midpoint of the first quarter. Capitalizing after North College had missed on a field goal attempt. Second down and 7 on the way. North College has Newman under center. Newman fakes the dive, keeps it himself, now throws over the top, has Verhulst open, but Verhulst is unable to run under it at the back of the end zone. Coverage by Dakota Wesleyan, Matt McManus, and that'll bring up third down and long. For North College in the first quarter of play, 79 yards on offense, 89 yards for Dakota Wesleyan. So it'll be third down and long. North College with it at the 25-yard line. Newman pitches over to Fennig. Fennig trying to get to the corner. Cut off. Now cuts it inside, and he is stopped on the sideline. Maybe picked up one on the play. And it's going to be fourth down and long, and now North College a decision to make. This would be a 40-plus-yard field goal attempt into the wind, what wind there is. And it looks like North College will leave the offense on the field facing fourth down and 6 with 12:30 and counting first half. North College trailing 7-0. 7-0 our score. And running the option is Newman. Newman, the ball carrier. Newman is blown up at the 30-yard line. Nothing there for Newman, as racing him down was Eric Gruis. Gruis making the stop for Dakota Wesleyan. The defensive tackle able to chase Newman down on the option play. And Wesleyan gets it back after North College turns it over on downs. So Dakota Wesleyan gets the football back, leading 7-0. They've got it at their own 31-yard line. Today's broadcast made possible by the Van Inkelen Hoven Insurance Agency of Orange City. They do one thing, insurance. Rod Abor is an agent. 712-737-6000. They turn, hand, give to Barneau. Barneau, the ball carrier, trying to bounce it outside, and he is brought down by Seth Vandevort. They'll give him forward progress to about 2 yards behind the line of scrimmage. It'll be second down and 12. Second and 12 on the way. North College trailing 7-0. See if the defense can come up with another turnover. North College's offense stalling out that time at the 30-yard line. And we have a stoppage in play. Now the official, Randy Hagedorn, will crank the clock back into play. Bain is the quarterback. Bain drops back to pass. Under pressure, dumps it off. Pass is completed to Barneau. Barneau racing up the right sideline, and he's brought down at the 46-yard line. Seth Vandevort on the coverage. But a pickup of 16 yards on the play. It'll be first down and 10 for the Tigers at their own 46-yard line. First down and 10 for Dakota Wesleyan. Wesleyan with a football, leading 7-0. North College with their customary four down linemen. McLean and Atkinson are the safeties. Two receivers to the right, one to the left. They pitch it wide over to Barneau. Barneau racing to the left side, cuts it up on the hash mark, and he's brought down at the 49-yard line of the North College defenders. Tackle made by North College's Seth Vandevort. It'll be second down and 5. Second down, 5 yards to go. Dakota Wesleyan with it in North College territory at the 49-yard line. Well, so far it hasn't been the big play for Dakota Wesleyan, but they have been able to grind out some drives. They had a 71-yard drive to their credit in the first half of action. Sean Quinlan in at linebacker for the defenders now. Fake the handoff to Barneau. Back to pass is Bain. Bain being chased by Applegate. Racing to the right side. Dumps it off, and the pass is complete. A 9-yard pickup on the play to Alex Robertson. Robertson to his knees to make that grab. Brings up third down and one. 10 minutes left to go in the first half. Dort College trails Dakota Wesleyan 7-0. Wesleyan with it at the Dort College 45-yard line. So Dort College shuffling in a new player at right defensive end. Gardner is out. Emery is in. Back in at linebacker for Dort College, Seth Vandevort. Quinlan to the sideline. Two receivers right, one left. They hand it off to Barneau. Barneau at the 47-yard line. He's met initially by Seth Vandevort. Vandevort loses his hat on the play. And Dakota Wesleyan's Barneau picks up 5 yards. And after losing the helmet, Vandevort will have to check out of the ball game. Comes over to the sideline. Quinlan is back in. Josh Shank is back in. And Dwight Green will check out. So Dakota Wesleyan with the football, first down and 10 at the Dort College 41-yard line. Looks like Seth Vandevort has an equipment problem. Handoff to Armijo. And he is stopped after a short gain on the play. Well, Vandevort will check back in to give it another go. Quinlan is out. Mike Applegate checks out of the football game as well. Checking in is John Gardner. Your defensive ends then are Emery and Gardner for the defenders. Shank and Warnchus are your defensive tackles. Shotgun for Wesleyan. Two receivers to the left, one to the right. Hands it off to Armijo. Armijo picks up 5 on the play before he's stacked up at the 35-yard line. First player there for the defenders, Seth Vandevort. Vandevort, another assisted stop. And it's going to be third down. And it looks like a short 5 for Dakota Wesleyan at the Dort College 35-yard line. Wesleyan, though, in 4-down territory here. Unless they really have a play where they lose some yardage, can almost guarantee that, given the early indications from their previous drives, they will go for it on 4th down if Dort College is able to make a defensive stop here on 3rd down. 3 receivers left, 1 right for Wesleyan and Bain. Bain back to pass. Bain looking left. He's going to throw it over the top, has a man open, and into the end zone. Touchdown, Dakota Wesleyan. Pass completion to Alex Robertson, a 35-yard pass and catch from Bain to Robertson. Robertson got in behind the Dort College defense. And Dakota Wesleyan leads 13-0 after the touchdown pass from Bain to Robertson. Robertson, 5 yards clear of any defensive player. And on to attempt the point after is Daniel Porter. Wesleyan leads at 13-0 with the point after coming. Snap is down, kick is up, and the kick is through. And Dakota Wesleyan has a 14-0 lead. 14-0 our score, 7:52 left to go in the half. Back with more after this. This is Dort College Football on KDCR. Dakota Wesleyan takes a 14-0 lead on the 35-yard pass completion. And the Dort College defenders will get the football back. Kick is through the end zone, so a touchback. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area, whether buying or selling. Put the team to work for you on the World Wide Web at teamrealtysc.com or at the office, 712-722-4472. Brian Grunewig is a broker. And by Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab, services provided by Julie Aarons and Steve Hobbeman, serving the needs of children through senior citizens. 722-1902 is the number to call to be proactive. Dropping back to pass, throwing to the sideline is Newman. Newman's pass is incomplete on the rollout, intended for Darryl Van Grau. That'll bring up 2nd down. And 10. Some other football games going on in the GPAC today. Briarcliff is at Concordia. Doan is at Morningside. Hastings is at Nebraska Wesley. Northwestern is at Midland. Dakota Wesleyan at North College, GPAC basketball today as well, Northwestern at Hastings, Barcliff at Doan, Morningside at Concordia, Dort College is at Midland. We'll tell you more about that Dort-Midland basketball doubleheader in just a moment. Pitch over to Pickney. Pickney nothing there, and he is dropped immediately by Brady Bonte. Bonte makes the tackle. And that'll bring up third down and 10 on the pitch play over to Pickney. If you want to hear the Dort College versus Midland women's and men's basketball games, you can hear those via a webcast at www.dort.edu/athletics. 7:24 left to go in this first half. Wesleyan leads 14-0. Thomas Newman under center. Dort College able to get some movement by the Dakota Wesleyan defensive line, but everybody jumps back. Three down linemen for Wesleyan. They bring linebackers up right and left. They bring those linebackers. Pitch, the handoff goes to Courtney Samuel. Samuel is stopped after a one-yard pickup on the play. Bonte on the stop. And that's going to bring up fourth down, and Dort College will send the punt team onto the field. Heath Bonestro will be doing the punting. Line of scrimmage is the 26-yard line, 6:45 and counting. Back to return is Anthony Meilenberg. Meilenberg, a dangerous return man for Dakota Wesleyan. Let's see if Bonestro is able to keep it away from him. He'll be punting into the wind. Bonestro will get away a end-over-end kick towards the sideline, though, and the wind knocking it down a little bit more than I thought it would today. The ball bounces out of bounds at the Dakota Wesleyan 48-yard line. And if that placement holds up, that will end up being about a 27-yard kick into the wind. Doesn't look like much of a wind. Wind out of the south, I'm being told, at 5 to 12 miles per hour. Overcast skies, temperatures in the 50s. Dort College trailing 14-0, 6:28 left to play in the half. Wesleyan with the football up to the line of scrimmage. John Bain is in the shotgun, fakes the handoff to Barneau, back to pass, throws towards the sideline, has a man open, that's Meilenberg. Meilenberg off to the races, he's to the five, touchdown. A 52-yard pass completion from Bain to Meilenberg, and Dakota Wesleyan opening the offense up a bit more here. On their last two possessions, they were intent on establishing the run with Francois Barneau, and now on back-to-back pass plays have turned it from a 7-0 ball game into a 21-0 football game. Porter is on to attempt the point after. Snap is down, kick is up, and the kick hits the upright and is no good. And the Dort College defenders lead 20-0. 20-0 our score. Back with more after this. This is Dort College football on KDCR. Dakota Wesleyan striking for a 52-yard pass and a catch. Bain to Meilenberg. And Wesleyan now leads it 20-0. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Kevin Gasing, CFA and Water Valley Investment Advisors, custom-tailored investment services for the successful investor. 712-395-0764, and by Iowa State Bank, proudly serving the communities of Sheldon, Orange, City Hall, Ayrton, Craig, Paulina, Remsen, and Sanborn, member FDIC. Porter on to kick. Dort College trailing 20-0. And the end-over-end kick driven over the head of Trey Pickney. And the defenders will take over first down and 10 at their own 25-yard line. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Hilt Real Estate. Brenda Doctor and Pat Hilt offering real estate solutions for home, commercial, investment, and rental needs. 722-0707, located on First Avenue next to Central Park in downtown Sioux Center. Also online at HiltRealEstate.com. By Highway Chevrolet Buick in Rock Valley, over 150 new and used vehicles in stock. See the entire inventory available on the web at www.highwaychevrolet.com. Handoff goes to Leonard Manuel. Manuel, the ball carrier, he's out to the 29-yard line before he's driven back. So a 4-yard pickup on the play for Leonard. That will bring up second down and 6. 6 minutes left to play in this first half. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Over in Fremont this afternoon, the Dort College women's football basketball team trailing Midland 31-26 at the half. Hands off goes to Aaron Francis. Francis, the ball carrier, picks up two on the play before he's driven backwards. Tackled by Dakota Wesleyan's Jeff Mason. And that will bring up third down and four, it appears. Third down and four for the defenders, trailing 20-0. Play clock is at 12. Newman is under center, sends Finnegan motion right to left. Back to pass is Newman. Newman pass incomplete, intended to for Verhulst. Overthrew Verhulst. Tanner Monk slipped and fell on the play, so Verhulst would have had enough for a first down if he's able to make that catch, but pass too high. And the North College defenders will send Bonestrow onto the field to punt. Into the wind again, this time the line of scrimmage at the 31-yard line. Fourth down and four. Change of possession coming here. Bonestrow gets the snap. Dakota Wesleyan bringing the rush, and we've got a flag on the play. And North College is going to get a first down out of this, as Bonestrow was hit on the play as Dakota Wesleyan came for the block. And here's the call from Randy Hagedorn. So an automatic first down for the defenders. North College trailing 20-0, 4:55 left to play in this first half. North College getting 15 free yards out of that play, so it goes all the way from their own 31-yard line to the 46-yard line, and North College will resume their drive. Sharper is over the football. Newman is under center. They hand it off to Leonard Manuel. Manuel, the ball carrier. Leonard picks up 2 yards on the play. It's going to be second down and eight. Second and eight. North College nearing midfield. 4:30 left to play in this first half of play. Let's see if Dort College can punch one in here at the end of the first half of play. Dort College looking to the sideline for their play call. 15 seconds on the play clock. Newman is under center. Got Francis set to the right. Pickney to the left. They hand off on the counter to Aaron Francis. Francis picks up 2 yards on the play before he's stacked up at midfield. For Dakota Wesleyan's, Cole Ratterman in on the stop. He's a defensive tackle. The other defensive tackle also cleaning up. That was Jeff Mason. Well, actually, three-down lineman, so Mason's the defensive end. Third down and long for the defenders near midfield. 3:40 and counting in this first half. 20-0, Dakota Wesleyan in front. Up to the line of scrimmage is Newman. Newman is under center. Newman fakes the handoff. He's going to drop back to pass. Throws it over the top. Has Francis open. And Aaron Francis unable to make the catch at the 20-yard line. Aaron Francis with an opportunity at an over-the-shoulder catch. Unable to bring it in. And that'll bring up fourth down and six. Looked like the right play was called. But Aaron Francis unable to make the catch at about the 20-yard line. It came in over the top. And that will bring Heath Bonestrow back out onto the field, and Anthony Meilenberg is stationed at his own 10-yard line. 3:21 left to play in the first half. Snap back to Bonestrow. Bonestrow runs up to the line of scrimmage. His short punt will be covered at the 29-yard line. Now a flag on the play thrown at about the 26. I'm not sure what that's about. And the referees will confer, and we'll get the call from Randy Hagedorn in just a moment. Hagedorn to the point of the foul. So a face masking penalty called on the North College defenders, Glenn Thompson. Thompson whistled for a face masking penalty, so from the end of the play, that'll be a 15-yard penalty. And Dakota Wesleyan will have it, first down and 10 at their own 46-yard line. This is KDCR, Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. Change of possession. Today's broadcast made possible by CNH Body Repair in Orange City. The reputation didn't happen by accident. Now using environmentally friendly waterborne paint from PPG. John Bain in at quarterback, and now we've got a flag thrown. So false start penalty called against Dakota Wesleyan. It'll be first and 15 for the Tigers at their own 41-yard line. First down and 10 for Dakota Wesleyan. Bain fakes the handoff to Barneau, passes over to Meilenberg. Meilenberg in the flat, and Cam Petrie is there to wrap him up. A loss of two on the play. It'll be second down and 17. Tried to pass it out in the flat to Meilenberg. Meilenberg, they're trying to get him some room to work, and that time Petrie was able to latch on to him, hung on for dear life, and was able to make the play. Second down and 17, 2:50 and counting, first half. Bain is under center. Two receivers to the right, one to the left. They send a man in motion from left to right. They hand it off, double reverse, and they pitch it back to Bain. Bain's going to throw it up over the top. McLean is in position to make the interception. Incomplete. Intended for Cody Dirksen. So he had a double reverse pitch back to the quarterback, and the quarterback actually from about 10 to 15 yards behind the line of scrimmage launched it towards the 30-yard line. McLean had the best shot at it. Cody Dirksen was the intended receiver, and now it's third down and 17. McLean stuck with his assignment on Dirksen, preventing the long pass play from being completed. Third down and 17, clock stopped on the incomplete pass. Back to pass is Bain. Bain up to the line of scrimmage. Pass is complete into Dort College territory down to the 37-yard line. So a 24-yard completion. So Wesleyan able to convert on the third down and long play. They needed 17. They got 21. And now Dakota Wesleyan has it in Dort College territory at the 37-yard line. 2:15 remaining. Clock continues to run. Bain up to the line of scrimmage. He's got Meilenberg over on the near side, matched up against Cam Petrie. Petrie, the cornerback. They hand it off to Barneau. Barneau, the ball carrier. Barneau has 10, and he's driven out of bounds after picking up 13 yards down to the Dort College 23-yard line. And that'll be a first down for the Tigers, Francois Barneau. First down and 10 at the 23-yard line. Clock stops as they move the chains. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Dakota Wesleyan threatening, leading 20-0. Meilenberg to the left. Now they send another receiver to the left. That's Mitch Breen. He's in the slot. Back to pass is Bain. Bain looking. Bain throws towards the end zone. Petrie on coverage. Tips it away. Incomplete. Second down and 10 intended for Breen. So Breen, the intended receiver, unable to bring it in after it was tipped by Cam Petrie. And that will bring up second down and 10. The clock stops on the incomplete pass. Earlier I told you that the Dort College women's basketball team trailed at halftime 31-26 to Midland. If you want to hear that game, that's available via a webcast at www.dort.edu/athletics. Timeout on the field, charge to Dakota Wesleyan. Back with more after this. This is Dort College football on KDCR. Dort College trails 20-0. Great Plains Athletic Conference football, 1:48 left to go in the first half. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Highway Chevrolet Buick in Rock Valley. Over 150 new and used vehicles in stock. See the entire inventory on the web at 3W.HighwayChevrolet.com, and by Farmers Mutual Insurance Association and Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company, providing Farm Mutual Insurance to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. Bain is up to the line of scrimmage. He's got two receivers to the right, one to the left. He's also got Barneau in the backfield with him. He pitches over to Barneau. Barneau on the sweep play to the left side. Picks up 3 yards on the play before he's drugged down. You guessed it, Seth Vandevort in on the stop. Benoit Harris, Curtis Emery, Mike Applegate all there for the defenders. It'll be third down and 7, 1:30 remaining in the first half. Big play, a big series here. If Dort College can manage to keep Dakota Wesleyan out of the end zone and get to the locker room trailing 20 to nothing, that would be an accomplishment in itself, just to keep it right where it's at. Receivers right, two to the right, actually three now. Line Meilenberg wide right. Bain rolling right up to the line of scrimmage, tosses over the top, completed to Meilenberg. Meilenberg into the end zone, touchdown. Bain just lofts it up for Meilenberg. Meilenberg on the receiving end of a 20-yard pass completion. But now are they going to say Meilenberg was out of bounds and didn't reestablish himself in bounds? Let's get the call from the official. The referee on the far sideline threw his cap to the ground near the 5 as if marking that Meilenberg had gone out of bounds. Let's get the call from Randy Hagedorn. Well, Wesleyan's offense has not left the field, and it looks like this will be a penalty against Dakota Wesleyan. So there you have it. Meilenberg went out of bounds of his own accord, or on his own, as Randy Hagedorn phrased it. Came back in bounds and was the first player to touch the football at that point. And he is then an ineligible receiver. So a loss of down on the play. And it'll be fourth down, and Wesleyan will send their kicker, Daniel Porter, onto the field to try the 37-yard field goal attempt, and Porter has it blocked. He tries to advance the football. The Dort College defense comes up with the block. I believe that was Micah Applegate. Applegate got the kick block, the field goal block, and the Dort College defenders will take over first down and 10 at their own 20, and maybe that's the lift that the defenders need heading into the locker room. Dort College with two timeouts remaining. Wesleyan also with two timeouts left. Newman brings the troops up to the line of scrimmage. Newman is under center. Ben Booma is the right guard. You've got Kyle Skolton, the right tackle. And the football is loose. Looks like Newman fell on top of it. And that will bring up second down and 12. A loss of 2 on the play for Newman. He gets up gingerly. The left guard and tackle for the defenders on the offensive line. You've got Nate Moorhead and Joe Wallace. 25 seconds left to go in this half, and Dort College may run just one play. They'll let the clock wind down. 8 seconds on the play clock, 16 on the game clock. Newman is under center. Sharper will snap it to him. They hand it off to Courtney Samuel. Samuel picks up 3 yards on the play, and that's going to be the last play of the first half. Well, no, we will have a timeout on the field. Not sure who called timeout. Dakota Wesleyan evidently wants to force Dort College to snap the football one more time. So a timeout on the field. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Let's keep it right here. 3 seconds remaining till halftime. Today's broadcast made possible by Boren Sons of Boyden, handling gravel and excavation needs on the web at borensons.com. When the dust settles, you'll appreciate their quality service, and by American State Bank. Offices in Sioux Center, Hospers, Granville, Elbert, and Hull, member FDIC. And the community. Coming up at halftime, we will check in with the scores from around the conference. Pass those along to you. A over in Fremont, Nebraska. Midland leads Dort College 37-26 with 16 minutes remaining in that women's contest. Sam Ekstrom with a play-by-play of that at 3w.dort.edu/athletics and a webcast. Newman is under center. And now we've got a flag on the play. False start on the defenders. So Dort College loses 5 yards on the penalty. It'll be third down. Wesleyan used their second timeout of the half. They've got one remaining. Newman is under center. Newman turns, hands. No, it keeps it himself. And he moves the pile forward at the 25-yard line, and that'll be the last play of the first half. Our score, Dakota Wesleyan 20, Dort College 0. Back with more after this. This is Dort College football on KDCR 88.5 FM. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center 88.5 FM. Let's go through the scoring recap, and we'll get to some scores for you as well from around the GPAC. Dakota Wesleyan scored first this afternoon on a 12-play, 71-yard drive. Eric Lundberg from John Bain on a 5-yard pass completion with 5:05 left to go in the first. It was 7-0 after the point after. 7:52 left to go in the first half. John Bain connected with Alex Robertson for a 35-yard pass completion, making it 14-0. That capped an 8-play, 69-yard drive. And then Dakota Wesleyan striking soon thereafter. 6:20 left to go in the half. John Bain completes a pass to Anthony Meilenberg, a 52-yard pass completion to make it 20-0. That was a one-play, 52-yard drive. Dakota Wesleyan leads 20-0. Taking a look at the individual numbers, first of all, the offensive numbers for Dakota Wesleyan, they have 64 yards rushing, 178 passing, for a total of 242 yards on 35 plays from scrimmage. For Dort College, they have 23 rushes for 85 yards. They're 1 of 6 passing for 21 yards, 29 plays from scrimmage for 106 yards. Time of possession, Dakota Wesleyan 16:47, Dort College 13:13. Wesleyan has converted 6 of 8 third down tries, Dort College 0 of 7. Dakota Wesleyan is led by Francois Barneau with 46 yards on 14 carries, 3.3 average. John Bain, 2 carries for 19 yards. Bain also 11 of 16 passing for 178 yards, 3 touchdowns, and 1 interception. Anthony Meilenberg has 4 catches for 74 yards. Alex Robertson, 3 catches for 63 yards. Francois Barneau, 2 catches for 26 yards. Dan Porter has punted one time for Dakota Wesleyan. He netted 12 yards. For Dort College, Thomas Newman, 6 carries for 27 yards. Sam Verhulst, one carry for 25 yards. Courtney Samuel, 6 carries for 17 yards. Aaron Francis, 3 carries for 10 yards. Newman, 1 of 6 passing for 21 yards. That completion was to Darrell Van Grau. Heath Bonestro has punted twice for a 23.5 yards per punt average. He has a long of 27. Wind affecting the punters a little bit more than I had anticipated today. Seth Vandevort, 6 solo, 5 assisted stops. Cam Petrie, 3 solos. Cole McLean, 2 solos. Mike Applegate, 1 solo and 2 assisted blocks. Or I should say tackles. He also is credited with a blocked field goal. Eric Gruis, in on 4 tackles for Wesleyan. Matt Tuttle, 2-1. Brady Bonte, 2 solos and 1 assist, along with Jeff Mason. All that translates into a 20-0 lead for Dakota Wesleyan at halftime. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. And again, for those of you who are interested in the basketball game, at last check, it was Dakota Wesleyan, I should say Midland 37, Dort College 26. That was a game that began at 1 o'clock in Fremont. That was a women's basketball contest. Dort College trailing by 11 with 16 minutes remaining in that game. You can hear that game via a webcast at 3w.dort.edu/athletics. This afternoon, Sam Ekstrom with the call of that contest. Let's take another break and be back with more right after this. This is Dort College football on KDCR. Keep caring. Great Plains Athletic Conference football games at or near halftime. Northwestern leads Midland 28-7. Nebraska Wesleyan leads Hastings 27-7. Doan over Morningside. I should say Doan and Morningside deadlocked at 13 each. Concordia leads Briarcliff 21-7. Women's basketball, Midland over Dort College. At last check, that was 37-26. That was with 16 minutes remaining. And we will see if we can track down any other scores. An updated score on that would be appreciated. 48-33, looks like Midland has that one in hand with about 11 minutes left to go in the second half. So right now, Midland's women leading Dort College by 15 points. This is KDCR, Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Again, if you want to hear basketball, tune in to 3w.dort.edu/athletics. And follow the webcast link for the basketball games down at Midland. Sam Ekstrom doing the play-by-play of those contests. A relatively light week of sports broadcasts, and some of it is still up in the air. We won't know more until tomorrow evening when the field is announced for the NAIA Top 25, or the Top 25 Coaches Poll comes out, and then the field for the NAIA National Volleyball Tournament is released. Dort College, the coaches and players feel pretty confident if we stay in the top 20, we will be safe for an at-large berth in terms of the Dort College volleyball program. We will wait and see. That will be released late tomorrow evening. And Dort College men's and women's basketball at home as they face the Doan Tigers 1 week from today. And depending on how where volleyball shakes out and if they have to play next Saturday and where they have to play, that will determine the potential start time for that Doan versus Dort College women's and men's basketball game. Dort Blades hockey this afternoon, 4:15 start time, Dort College versus Iowa State. And you can hear that via a webcast as well if you can't make it to the Vernon Arena. That'll be a 4:15 face-off here in Sioux Center. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Let's take another break and be back with more right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. We are just about set to take the lid off the second half of this afternoon's football game, the season closer for the Dort College Defenders. For Dakota Wesleyan, they, I would imagine, are watching with interest, their followers, the what is transpiring between Doan and Morningside in Sioux City. Now, keep in mind, Morningside is playing a little shorthanded today as their starting quarterback is out for this game due to an ejection last week in the loss to Northwestern. He picked up two unsportsmanlike conduct penalties and was ejected for the remainder of that football game and for the football game today with Doan. And near halftime, it was Doan 13, Morningside 13 in Great Plains Athletic Conference football action. And that's where they're at right now. They're in the third quarter, still deadlocked at 13. So Dakota Wesleyan to kick off to the Defenders. Trey Pickney is back deep, and a short kick. It's taken by Verhulst. Verhulst covers it up at the 35. Verhulst and Aaron Francis colliding at the 35, and Verhulst, Johnny on the spot, drops on top of it. Dort College will take over first down and 10 as Dakota Wesleyan trying for the short kick and trying to catch Dort College snoozing. And instead, Dort College is able to cover it up. Wind picking up out of the south, and upwards of 15 miles per hour now, so that will be a factor as the afternoon progresses. Newman hands it off up the middle, fullback dive for the Defenders, and let's see who's in at fullback for the Defenders. Looks like Courtney Samuel back in. Samuel with a pickup of 4 yards on the play. It's second down and 6. Dort College women's basketball, tough go of it this afternoon in Fremont, Nebraska. the Dort College women trailing 55-40 with 6 minutes left to go in that contest. Newman hands it off to Samuel, and Courtney Samuel picks up a couple more yards on the play. It's going to be third down and four. Third and four for the defenders. So Dort College with the football on the first possession of the second half. And Dort College trailing 20-0. Newman is up to the line of scrimmage. Caleb Luzinger got the official start this afternoon and gave way to Newman. Newman, the ball carrier. Newman's going to run option to the right. Stood up at the 40-yard line, and he is brought down, and the ball pops free, but they're going to say he was down on the play. Coming away with the football, actually, was Adam Borman. Ball popped straight up into the air, and Borman picked it out of the air, but they say Newman was down. Fourth down and long coming for Dort College. Fourth down and four, so they're forced to punt. And the Dort College defenders send Bonestro onto the field. He'll be punting he'll be punting from his own 30. Gets it away, an end-over-end kick. Meilenberg takes it at the 22-yard line. Shakes left, goes right. He's going to angle towards the sideline, and Meilenberg is out of bounds at the 27-yard line. Short return on the play. Dort College's coverage team able to get down the field quickly enough and angled Meilenberg over to the sideline. And the Dort College defenders will send the defense onto the field. First down and 10 for Wesleyan at their own 28, actually. First down and 10 for the Tigers. So the Tigers, as I alluded to, they're back in the mix for the playoffs. They get a win today, combined with a Morningside loss. Dort College on defense. JT Teixeira back in the contest. They hand it off to Barneau. Barneau, the ball carrier. Barneau picks up 12 on the play before he's corralled by Vinoy Harris. All the way down to the 40-yard line. Pickup of 12 on the play. It'll be first down and 10 for the Tigers at their own 40, leading 20-0. 20-0 our score. 12:57 left to play in the third period. Sunshine coming down now here in Sioux Center. Great day for football. John Bain in the shotgun. He's got Barneau in the backfield with him, stationed directly to his left. They send a man in motion, and they hand it off to Alex Robertson. Robertson getting around the edge, and he's stopped at the line of scrimmage. No gain on the play for Robertson as he is brought down on the far side. Pursuing the play was John Gardner. Gardner athletic enough at defensive end to pursue that play and keep the wide out from getting around the edge. Robertson went in motion right to left. They handed it off to him, but that play got stretched out to the Dakota Wesleyan sideline. Second down and 10, 12-10 remaining in the third period. Wesleyan ahead 20-0. Touchdown in the first quarter, and another two touchdowns in the second quarter. Back to passes, Barneau. I beg your pardon, Bain. Bain dumps it over the middle. Pass is almost intercepted by Cole McLean. It was tipped up in the air by Arthur Brown at the Dakota Wesleyan, I should say the Dort College 40-yard line. Cole McLean very nearly picks it off. Jake Atkinson also on the coverage. So the safeties covering Arthur Brown over the middle. And that'll bring up third down and 10. Dakota Wesleyan at their own 40-yard line. Wesleyan in the first half, though, 6 of 8 on third down conversions. They have punted once this afternoon. They need to make it to midfield for a first down. Bain is the quarterback. Bain fakes the handoff, drops back to pass, pressure, scrambling to the left side. He's got a little room to run, and he is going to be brought down on the far sideline. Coming up to make the stop is Chris McDaniel. Gain of four on the play. It'll be fourth down and 6. Wesleyan with a football at their own 44-yard line. Dort College's defensive coordinator, Gabe Elisario, out to meet his troops as they come off the field. So Porter is on to punt for Wesleyan, facing fourth down and 6, and again they need to make it to midfield for a first down. Last time Porter punted, it was a 12 or 13 yarder is all. He's punting into the wind again, and the snap is over the head of Porter. Porter's going to chase it back to his own 10-yard line. Petrie knocks him down. The football comes out. Dort College gets it inside the 10-yard line. Coming up with the football is Aaron Francis on the errant snap over the head of the punter, Daniel Porter. And now the Dort College defenders have it inside the 10-yard line. First down and goal to go at the 8. Aaron Francis. I don't know if they actually called it a fumble or if they ruled the ball carrier down. And now it is first down and goal to go from the 8-yard line. 11:36 left to play in the third quarter. Thomas Newman is under center. Let's see if Dort College can punch one in here. Handoff goes to Lennard. Lennard inside the 5, down to the 4-yard line. So Lennard Manuel on the carry. It's going to be second down and goal to go at the 4. Second down, goal to go from the 4-yard line. Thomas Newman shades his eyes as he looks to the sideline. Dort College trailing 20-0. Wesleyan failing to execute the punt earlier. They hand it off again to Lennard, and the ball comes out. It's down on the ground, and Dakota Wesleyan might have fallen on top of it. Is it Thomas Newman who got to it? Newman saw it on the ground at the feet of about 3 or 4 players. And that's going to bring up third down. A loss of 1 on the play. Football is now at the 5-yard line. This is KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. Dort College trying to get on the board here. Newman up to the line of scrimmage. He's got 10 seconds to get the play off. Newman under center. You've got Lennard behind him. They pitch it wide left side. Racing to the corner is Fennig, and Fennig is brought down at the 70-yard line. Tackle made by Dakota Wesleyan's Chad Bonte. Beg your pardon, Cody Bonte. Cody Bonte on the tackle. And now the Dort College defenders facing fourth down and goal to go, this time from the 7-yard line. So Dort College, 4 cracks to get it into the end zone from inside the 10. This will be their 4th chance. Manuel is the fullback. They send Francis in motion. Manuel, they fake the handoff instead, pass it into the end zone intended for Verhulst, and the pass falls incomplete. Coverage by Matt McManus, and the Dakota Wesleyan defense comes up with a stop as Dort College is unable to score inside the Wesleyan 10-yard line. And now Dort College will send the defense back onto the field, and let's see if the Dort College defense can make a play to either get the football back or force Wesleyan to punt from deep in their own territory. John Bain back on the field. He's the quarterback. Today's broadcast made possible by Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area. Whether buying or selling, put the team to work for you. On the World Wide Web at TeamRealtySC.com or at the office, 712-722-4472. Brian Gruenweg is a broker. Barneau, the ball carrier, he's to the 5, to the 10, to the 15, 20. He's got some room to run, 30, 35, 40. We have a flag on the play, and he's dropped at midfield, but a flag is at the 12-yard line, and this one might be coming back, and there's another flag on the play at midfield. So two flags on the play, one at the 12. I would guess that is a holding penalty. The other one, thrown at the end of the play, near midfield, that would almost indicate a personal foul of some sort. So far, the down markers haven't moved, and the referees are conferring. Dakota Wesleyan is back inside their own 10-yard line with their huddle. That was a first down and 10 play from the 7. And let's get the indication from Randy Hagedorn, our referee.
We have 2 fouls on the play. The first foul is holding on the offense, number 72. The second foul is half a distance.
So both those penalties against Dakota Wesleyan, one a hold, the other a personal foul against Arthur Brown, and because Dakota Wesleyan is so deep in their own territory, you don't mark any of those off by yard, but rather half the distance to the goal line on each of those plays. And it's now first down and 14 as they lose 4 yards on the sequence. Barneau is now lined up 5 yards deep in the end zone. First down and 14. 9:32 left to play in the third period. Dakota Wesleyan 20, Dort College 0. Under center is John Bain. Bain, the quarterback, hands off to Barneau. Barneau with some room to run. He's dropped after a four-yard pickup on the play. Cole McLean on the tackle. And I believe Albert also on the stop. That's Matt Albert. Actually gains about six on the play. It's going to be second down and eight. Second and eight for the defenders defensively. .906 remaining in the third period. Dakota Wesleyan sitting on a 20-0 lead. Wesleyan up to the line of scrimmage. You've got receivers right and left. They are Meilenberg and Brown. Barneau is the running back behind Bain. They turn. They hand it off to Barneau. Barneau tackled on the play, met immediately by Adam Warnches. Warnches on the stop. The senior from Boyden, Iowa, makes the tackle. It's going to be third down and seven. Third and seven for the Tigers, deep in their own territory. They had a long pass play wiped, or a long run play to start the drive wiped off due to a pair of penalties. And Dort College, four down linemen. Got Warnches at a defensive tackle. Dwight Green also at a defensive tackle. Micah Applegate and John Gardner are the ends. Back to pass is Bain. Bain looking, slings it over to the sideline. Pass complete. It's a first down. Vinoy Harris making the tackle on the far sideline as Francois Barneau is brought down at the 22. And Barneau shaken up on the play. He's not getting up quickly on the sideline. But Wesleyan has enough for a first down on the play. Vinoy Harris flowing to the play was able to make the tackle. It's first down and 10 for the Tigers, and it's at their own 22-yard line. Wesleyan facing first down and 10. Misdirection, they give it to Barneau. Barneau, the ball carrier, drugged down from behind by Harris, but not before he picks up 5 yards on the play. Seth Vandevort slow in getting up. That young man has taken a lot of hits over the last 4 years. He will be sorely missed in the middle of the Dort College defense. As Coach Greg Youngblood indicated, you don't get the wins. Sometimes those players don't get the postseason accolades that they would warrant if you're on a team that gets 4-5 and 6 wins. But Vandevort, definitely an all-conference caliber player, regardless of how the voting goes at the coaches' meeting. Inside handoff to Mitch Breen. Breen the ball carrier, and Breen picks up 8 yards on the play. It's going to be first down for the Tigers, and they're starting to grind on the defenders. Doing to Dort College what the defenders typically like to game plan for, and that is hold on to the football and wear the opponent, or try to wear the defense down. First down and 10 for the Tigers at their own 31-yard line. 6:28 left to play in this third quarter. Over in Sioux City, Morningside now leads Doan 16-13. They hand it off to Barneau, and Barneau is hit at the 45-yard line. Gain of 8 on the play. Barneau starting to pick up more positive yardage. First half, it was a couple of runs for loss, but he keeps pounding away, averaging 25 carries per ball game. And he's going to be closing in on 1,900 yards probably by the time this afternoon is over. I would imagine he is upwards of 70 yards at this point. They hand off again to Barneau. Barneau, the ball carrier, into Dort College territory at the 46-yard line. Gain of 9 on the play for Barneau. And this is a facet that Dakota Wesleyan has not always had, and that is that strong running game. They've relied heavily on the passing game, and now Dort College is going to call the timeout. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM, 5:37 left to go in the third period. Wesleyan leads 20-0 with the football in Dort College territory. Back with more after this. This is Dort College football on KDCR. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. The Dort College Defender football team trailing Dakota Wesleyan 20-0. Women's basketball in Fremont trailed by 15 at last check. That was with about 6 minutes remaining. Today's broadcast made possible by Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab. Services provided by Julie Ahrens and Steve Hoveman, serving the needs of children through senior citizens. 722-1902 is the number to call to be proactive. Handoff goes to Barneau. Barneau wrapped up on the play by Seth Vandevort. Vandevort, yet another tackle. It'll be second down and eight. He had 11 tackles at halftime. At this rate, he's going to be upwards right around 20 tackles for the ball game. He has well over 200 solo and nearly over 400 total tackles during his career. Second down and eight for Dakota Wesleyan. Indoor college territory at the 44-yard line. Three receivers to the right for Wesleyan, one to the left. They swing it out to the right side, Meilenberg, and that pass is a backwards pass, and Meilenberg gathers it in, and he races out of bounds. A loss on the play of 8 yards as the ball went into Dakota Wesleyan territory, and Meilenberg heads up play as that was actually a backwards pass. That's a live football, and Meilenberg grabs it, races to the sideline, gets out of bounds, and Dakota Wesleyan lives to play another down. They lose about 10 yards on the play, and it will be third down and 18. Third down and 16, beg your pardon. Third down and 16, they need to make it to the 36-yard line for a first down. It's currently at the 47. Bain, the quarterback, drops back to pass, has a man open in the flat. He'll fling it over to the flat, nearly picked off, and it's batted away by Matt Albert, and that'll bring up fourth down. Fourth down, Albert covering the play, and that was Barneau who was open. So Albert, the linebacker, slid over, was right where he needed to be, able to tip the ball away. And that'll bring up fourth down in a punting situation for Porter. Last time, Wesleyan in this situation, the ball went over Porter's head. Porter averaging about 36 yards per punt this season. Snap is back to Porter. He'll get away a line drive kick into the wind. Pickney lets it bounce at the 20. He gathers it in at the 15. Gets a block, and they're going to call a block in the back, and I don't believe it. Pickney got sprung by a block at the 15-yard line. That was Aaron Francis who was there. He was in front of the player, threw the block, and they're going to call a block in the back. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from People's Bank with offices in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Akron, Lester, Hayward, and Sheldon, where values matter, member FDIC. By Northside Body Shop, serving the community since 1955, offering body and fender work, painting, glass installation, and frame repair. 722-2313. Well, that call does not sit well with the Dort College faithful. As it is, football is now inside the 10-yard line, and it looks like it is at the 8. First down and 10 at the 8. Newman back to pass. Pickney is open over the middle, overshoots him by about 5 yards. Second down and 10 on the way as Pickney got in behind the defense. Closest man there for Dakota Wesleyan was Tanner Monk. Monk, the cornerback, sliding over on the coverage of Trey Pickney from the S-back position. It'll be second down and 10 after the incomplete pass. Second down and 10. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM, 3:58 left to play in the third period. Dort College with the wind at their back, trailing 20-0. The inside handoff. Well, no, Newman keeps it himself. Now pitches over to Fennig. Fennig, the ball carry. Here's to the 10, to the 15, to the 20. And forced out of bounds at the 25-yard line. Coming over to make the tackle is Anthony Cervantes. And the Dort College defenders get a first down from their own 8 all the way out to the 24-yard line. A pickup of 16 on the play. Very deceptive that time. Looked like Newman had handed off to Samuel. Then he was running option and was able to pitch it over to Fennig, and Fennig is able to weave his way forward for 16 yards. First down and 10 for the defenders at their own 24-yard line. Newman is under center. Newman pitches right over to Pickney. Pickney, the ball carrier, to the line of scrimmage, hurdles the would-be tackler, and he's going to be brought down after a 9-yard gain on the play. Newman took a shot after he pitched that football. Second down and one, 3:12 and counting, first a third quarter. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Women's basketball, it's a final. Midland defeats Dort College 70-51 in women's play. So the defenders on the short end by 19 this afternoon. Handoff goes to Courtney Samuel. Samuel is dropped, but not before he picks up a first down. He gained he got two. So the Dort College defenders, the women's basketball team, on the short end of a 70-51 score. Newman back to pass. Pass in the flat. Completed to Verhulst. Verhulst picks up five on the play as he is dropped at the 40-yard line. It'll be second down and five. Second and five on the way for the defenders. Verhulst climbs the ladder for that one. Going to miss that receiver as well, Sam Verhulst. A lot of these players, you're going to be looking to fill some holes. Aaron Francis, kind of a do-it-all player. Back to pass is Newman. Newman actually going to run option. Pitches over to Fennig. Fennig back to the line of scrimmage and spun down. Short gain on the play for Fennig. And it'll be third down. So Dort College facing third down at their own 41-yard line. 1:30 remaining in the third period. Under center is Thomas Newman. Three down linemen for Wesley and Dort College in all likelihood, and four down territory here. On third down here, let's see if they can pick up the 4 yards and not have a decision to make. Newman's going to follow his blocker straight up the gut, and it looks like he picked up enough for a first down. Faked the handoff to Courtney Samuel and then simply followed his fullback into the hole, straight up the middle. And Dort College has a first down. 1 minute remaining in the third period. Dort College trying to engineer a drive here that started inside their own 10-yard line. Thomas Newman up to the line of scrimmage. Newman under center. Going to run option. Pitches right side over to Pickney. Pickney, the ball carrier, turns the corner at the edge. He's to the midfield. Turns it upfield, and he is dropped at the 48-yard line in front of the Dakota Wesleyan bench. 30 seconds on the play game clock. And I believe Trey Pickney loses his helmet. Aaron Francis will check back into the game, so Trey will have to check out for a play. So Pickney will check out. He was able to pick up 70 yards on the play. It's second down and three. 20 seconds on the play clock, 30 seconds on the game clock. Remaining here in the third period, Dort College in Dakota Wesleyan territory. Newman hands it off to Samuel. Samuel, the ball carrier, and he picks up 2 yards on the play. It's going to be third down and short, and I believe that'll be the last play of the third period. Dakota Wesleyan 20, Dort College 0, and that indeed will be the final play of the third period. Dort College will have an opportunity to talk things over before facing third down and one. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM, back with a fourth quarter of action from Open Space Park right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM, Dort College facing third down and one. They hand it off to Samuel. Courtney Samuel up the middle. Well, did Samuel actually have it, or did Newman keep it himself? Certainly looks like enough for a first down. Football is inside the 45-yard line of Dakota Wesleyan. And from my vantage point, it's pretty clear it's going to be first down by at least the length of a football. And they'll finally wave it over and say, yes, it's enough for a first down. I have seen other situations where it has appeared to be much more close than that, where they don't measure it and don't even bother taking the time to look things over. That time looked like they clearly had enough for a first down. Back to pass is Newman. Newman lofts it up, intended for Verhulst, and that's up in the air, and it's going to be broken up by Verhulst. Pass was underthrown as it got up into the wind. Tanner Monk had a chance at it, and Verhulst, heads-up play, he's a heady ball player, was able to recognize that he had to turn into a defensive back and break that play up, and he was able to knock it free from Tanner Monk's grasp, and that'll bring up second down and 10. Start of the fourth quarter, 14:35 left to play in the contest. Dort College trailing 20-0. Newman back to pass, flares it out for Verhulst. Verhulst, pass incomplete, and that time it was Monk going up to break it up. And that's going to bring up third down and 10 now for the defenders. Dort College going to the air on this series of downs. Trailing 20-0 are the defenders. So it's third down and 10. Dort College in four down territory here. Got Verhulst to the right. Got Pickney and Francis at the S-backs. Your fullback is Courtney Samuel. You send Pickney in motion. You pitch it over to Pickney. He lost it. It's down on the ground. Pickney will cover it up, but they lose 10 yards on the play. And it's going to be fourth down and 20. And now Dort College in a position where they can't really go for it, facing fourth down and 20 at their own 45-yard line. You kick. You try to pin Dakota Wesleyan deep in their own territory and hope for something good to happen with their defense. So Heath Bonestrow comes on to punt. Bonestrow averaging around 36 yards per punt. A little bit better than that, actually, right around 38 yards per punt. Snap back to Bonestrow. Gets away the line drive kick. Spiraling kick taken by Meilenberg at the 17-yard line. Looking for a seam is Meilenberg. He's to the 20, to the 25. Tiptoes out of bounds. And he's actually out of bounds before he got to the 25. He's going to be out of bounds at the 23-yard line. First down and 10 for Dakota Wesleyan at their own 23, leading 20-0, 13:49 left to play in the ballgame. Well, let's see if Dakota Wesleyan goes to the air with the wind at their back or if they simply continue to try and grind it out. After the third quarter, Wesleyan with 77 yards rushing, 189 yards passing, Dort College 134 and 26. Francois Barneau with 86 yards, and we have a penalty on the play, and we're going to have a false start on Dakota Wesleyan, I believe. Dakota Wesleyan, 5-yard penalty, so it'll be first down and 15. This Dakota Wesleyan team looks like a kind of team that just finds ways to win, and that's kind of the way their season has gone. They're still in position to challenge for the conference title today if Morningside would be upset by Doan. Morningside, though, up by 10 at last check, 23-13. Barneau gets the pitch on the right side, turns it upfield. He gets back the 5 yards. Dort College lost on the penalty. He's nearing 100 yards rushing. Entered the football game with over 1,700 yards of rushing. Actually, 1,735. So he's at over 1,800 now. Dort College defense needs to come up with a stop. Turnover, translating into points, would be outstanding at this point. College trailing 20-0. The inside handoff to Barneau. Barneau, the ball carrier, and Dort College's defense is there to stuff him. Nothing there for Barneau. Seth Vandevort on the tackle. Loss of one on the play. It's going to be third down and 11. Third and 11, Dakota Wesleyan with the football at their own 22-yard line. Started this drive at their own 23. And the Tigers are up to the line of scrimmage. Snap back to Bain. Bain looking. He's going to go for the home run, ball over the top. And the pass is incomplete. Meilenberg had a chance at it. Chris McDaniel was in on the coverage. And that time there's no call made, no flag. And the Dort College defenders forced Dakota Wesleyan to send their punt team onto the field, facing fourth down and 11 at their own 23-yard line. Dort College women's basketball team lost earlier today to Midland 70-51. If you want to hear the men's contest, that's available via a webcast at www.dort.edu/athletics. The punt gets over the head of Trey Pickney. Pickney gathers it in at the 15. He has to retreat all the way to the 12 to gather it in, and he fights back to the 19-yard line, and that is where Dort College will take over. First down and 10 at their own 19. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Kevin Gasing, CFA and Water Valley Investment Advisors. Custom-tailored investment services for the successful investor, 712-395-0764, and by the Defender Gold Club. Take your support of Dort College Athletics to the next level. Join the Defender Gold Club by visiting 3w.dort.edu/DGC. Newman brings the troops onto the field, 12-10 remaining. Dort College, see if they can engineer a drive here. They've been moving the football better here in the second half. They've been outgained a total of 266 to 160. They've missed a couple opportunities to score. Early in the contest, they missed on a field goal attempt. And Leonard Manuel limping off to the sideline, and that is not good for the Dort College defenders. And Manuel favoring his right leg. Courtney Samuel off of the sideline. And Leonard being attended to by the training staff here at Open Space Park. Back to pass is Newman. Newman throws it up for grabs. And Trey Pickney jockeying for the football along with Josh Fiedler. And that pass falls incomplete. It will be third down and 6. Well, Leonard back on his feet. But still favoring that right leg. He's got his helmet off. And Chris Fagernes will pull him a little bit further away from the group and start to assess things. Third down and 6 for the defenders after the incomplete pass. Pitch goes left side over to Francis. Aaron Francis turns the corner. He's got the first down, and he is dropped at the 37-yard line. So first down for the defenders on the carry by Aaron Francis, another one of those seniors who is playing his final game for the Dort College defenders. 19 all total for the Dort College defenders. Brock Dominguez, another player, but he's not in uniform today. Another one who we missed all season was Sam Ashmore, linebacker. Expected big things out of Sam this season, but he was sidelined by a season-ending injury, and the ball comes loose. Newman was trying to pass. The ball came loose, and now we've got a flag on the play thrown at the 26. As it is right now, Dakota Wesleyan has the football inside the 10, but let's find out what the penalty is, and the early indication is a hold against the defenders. And it looks like Dakota Wesleyan might get the break that I was hoping Dort College would get. Randy Hagedorn will fill us in. Yeah, holding penalty on the offensive lineman, Nathan Moorhead. Would like to have called Nathan's name in a little more positive setting. Moorhead, senior who has started the last two seasons for the defenders on the offensive line, also playing in his last game today. Hate to start listing off those players. Bound to miss somebody along the way. Wesleyan has it inside the Dort College 10. They mark it at the 7. First down and goal to go at the 70-yard line. Under center is Bain. Bain turns, hands, gives to Barneau. Barneau shakes to the left, goes to the right. He dives for the end zone. Touchdown, Francois Barneau. And the Tigers lead it 26-0, pending the point after. 10:50 remaining in this football game. This is KDCR, Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. And the point after attempt for Dakota Wesleyan, and a new player in. This is Mito Mendevel. Mendeville with the point after attempt. Snap is down, kick is up, and the kick is through. And Mendeville makes it a 27-0 ball game. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with a kickoff right after this. Nathan Moorhead. Nathan Moorhead was getting worked on the sideline as well for the Dort College defenders. Looks like he is back on the field, though. Lining up at left defensive tackle, or I'm sorry, offensive tackle for Dakota Wesleyan. Kyle Skolton and Ben Boom are on the right side of the line. Over on the left side, you've got Ethan Kovach, looks like, and Moorhead. Sharper is the center. Pass to Francis in the flat, completed to the 27-yard line. Gain of 7 on the play. It's going to be 2nd down and 3. Brady Mutter in the North College backfield, the defensive end for Dakota Wesleyan. He was unhappy about something at the end of that play. New player in for the Dort College defenders. New quarterback. Rolling right. This is Lusinger, and Lusinger to the 30. And he's forced out of bounds at the 31. So a first down for Lusinger. Well, double check that. That's Ross Skurr. Skurr in at quarterback for the defenders. That's number 18 rather than number 16. So Skurr in at quarterback. He's a freshman from Hamilton, Michigan. He saw spot duty against Nebraska Wesleyan. That's about a month ago now. Back to pass. Skurr. Skurr's pass complete. Completes the pass to the 41-yard line. That pass was completed to Darryl Van Grau. Van Grau makes the leaping grab, and they're going to give a generous spot on the play to the 42-yard line. Dort College trailing 27-0, 9:39 left to play in the ballgame. Dort College spreading it out, two to the right, two to the left. Back to pass is Skurr. Skurr, pass intended for Sam Verhulst, and Verhulst is mugged out there by Tanner Monk, and Monk's going to be called for the penalty. He was draped all over Sam Verhulst, about 7 yards down the field. And I'm not sure what they will call here. Is it going to be a pass interference or defensive holding? So it's a spot foul on the pass interference call, and it's an automatic first down for the defenders. Now, what the Dort College defenders have done here on this series is they've brought those S-backs or those wing-backs out and put them more in a slot position as they spread it out. Skurr throwing to the sideline, and the pass is intercepted but out of bounds. Incomplete, intended for Verhulst. No, that was Van Grau on the far side. And Dakota Wesleyan will set the defense with 9:23 left to play in the fourth quarter. Again, those of you listening and intending to hear Dort College basketball, you can hear that VA webcast this afternoon at www.dort.edu/athletics. Sam Ekstrom has the call of that game. Pass completed to Van Grau. Van Grau near the first down marker before he's forced backwards. They're going to give him forward progress of about 9 yards. It'll be third down and one. Third down and one. Now you might see a handoff to Courtney Samuel, see if Dort College has spread out the Dakota Wesleyan defense enough that maybe a little more room for Courtney Samuel to run. Pistol formation. Samuel is behind Skurr. Skurr's going to roll right. Skurr looking, and his pass is in the dirt, incomplete, intended for Sam Verhulst. And that will bring up fourth down and one for the defenders with 8:49 left to play in the game. 27-0. Dort College has had their chances. They had a missed field goal early. They also had an opportunity in the first half to score when Dakota Wesleyan had a snap back to their punter over their head. Dort College unable to punch it in from inside the 10 on four plays in the first half of action. Back to pass is Skurr. Skurr delivers it. Pass completed to Verhulst to the 35-yard line, and that's a first down for the defenders. Gain of 9, on a pickup of 9 on the play, and we also had a penalty. A flag thrown on the completion. I believe that's going to be a roughing the passer call as Skur stood in and took the shot from the Dakota Wesleyan player. Let's get the indication from Randy Hagedorn. So Sam Kiger is called for the roughing the passer, going helmet to helmet. And the Dort College defenders get another 15 yards on the end of that play. So from the 35 down to the 20, and Dort College has it first down and 10 at the Wesleyan 20-yard line. And we've got a timeout on the field. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Out of the timeout, Dakota Wesleyan able to sack Ross Skur. So it's going to be second down and 23. A loss of 13 on the play. And Dort College calls a timeout. They have two remaining, I believe. Today's broadcast made possible by Iowa State Bank, proudly serving the communities of Sheldon, Orange City, Hull, Ayrton, Craig, Paulina, Remsen, and Sanborn, member FDIC. By Hilt Real Estate, Brenda Doctor and Pat Hilt, offering real estate solutions for home, commercial, investment, and rental needs. 722-0707, located on First Avenue next to Central Park in downtown Sioux Center. Also online at HiltRealEstate.com. Dort College facing second down and 23. They need to get to the 10-yard line for a first down. Skur pass intended for Verhulst. Very nearly picked off by Wesleyan's Matt McManus. And that will bring up third down and long. 8:30 remaining in this football game. Scores from across the conference starting to filter in again. Concordia leads Briarcliff 45-7. That's in the second half. Hastings over Nebraska Wesleyan 40-7. Hastings going after their second win of the conference season. Back to pass is Skur. Skur gets a block, throws towards the sideline, incomplete at the 5-yard line, overshooting Daryl Van Grau. And that'll bring up fourth down and 23. Dort College at the 33-yard line. They need to get to the 10-yard line for a first down. Northwestern and Midland football also playing this afternoon. And in that one, Northwestern was ahead, and they are 41-14 at this point. Fourth down and 23. Dort College in the pistol. Skur has Samuel behind him. Drops back to pass. Wesleyan brings everybody. And a miscommunication that time. Francis broke in. Looked like down and in. The pass was down and out. And the pass falls incomplete. And Dort College turns it over on downs. This is KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. Trying to get updated on what's happening across the conference. Morningside pulling away from Doan, 37-13 in the second half. Dort College trails 27-0 to Dakota Wesleyan. And Dakota Wesleyan with the football. They hand off to Barneau. Barneau to the 35, to the 42, and he's brought down. Pickup of 7 on the play. It's going to be second down and 2. Francois Barneau, workhorse coming into the contest for Dakota Wesleyan. He's lived up to that billing, over 100 yards of rushing offense for Barneau. John Bain still in at quarterback, his team leading 27-0, 7:50 left to play in the game. Under center is Bain. He hands off to Barneau. Barneau, the ball carrier to midfield. He's got a blocker to the 45 and breaks a tackle and down out of bounds at the 40-yard line. First down for the Tigers. Barneau with a 17-yard gain on the play down to the Dort College 41-yard line before he's forced out of bounds. Dakota Wesleyan dodging some bullets late in the first half and into the second half. Dort College had some opportunities to score, came up empty. Dakota Wesleyan took advantage of a short field on their last possession. Ball comes free on the fake handoff. Bain comes up with it. And Bain is thrown down at the line of scrimmage by John Gardner. No gain on the play. It's going to be second down. Second down and 10 coming for Wesleyan. They're underway with a men's contest in Fremont as well. Midland leads that one 11-8 with 13:34 left to go in the first half. Bain is up to the line of scrimmage. He's got Meilenberg to the left. Turns, hands, gives to Barnault. The ball carrier, up the middle. He's to the 30. Cuts it to the right side to the 25-20. Gets away from a tackler. Stiff arms another tackler and is finally brought down at the 14-yard line. And Barnault now starting to pile up yards. It's been all Francois Barnault on this drive for the Tigers. Picks up another first down for the Tigers, all the way from the 41-yard line down to the 14. 27-yard pickup on the play. And that's going to bring up first down and a 10 from the Dort College 14-yard line for Dakota Wesleyan. Wesleyan with the football. Bain is the quarterback. He turns, hands, gives to Barnault. Barnault, the ball carrier, spun down at the 11-yard line. Micah Applegate tackles him. Vinoa Harris also there to help out. Gain of two on the play for Barnault. And that will bring up second down. Second down and 8. Dakota Wesleyan with this one in hand. 27-0, 5:40 remaining in the game. Bain sends a man in motion from right to left. Pitches over to Barnault. Barnault, the ball carrier, to the 15 and tries to get away, and he is brought down. No gain on the play for Barnault. John Gardner there to impede his progress. And it's going to be third down. Wesleyan taking their time now, milking the clock. They've gone to the ground almost exclusively on this drive, and that means Francois Barnault getting the carries. Bain gets the play from the sideline. He'll trot onto the field. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Highway Chevrolet Buick in Rock Valley. Over 150 new and used vehicles in stock. See the entire inventory available on the web at 3w.highwaychevrolet.com. Snap back to Bain. He's going to drop back to pass. Looking, throws towards the end zone. Incomplete. Intended for Meilenberg, and that'll bring up fourth down and 11. Petrie on the coverage for the defenders. This would be about a 32-yard field goal attempt, and it appears Dakota Wesleyan will settle for the field goal try. And it appears they will go with their backup kicker again, Mito Vandevel, to try the 32-yard field goal attempt. Clock stopped with 4:42 left to play in the ball game. Snap is down. Kick is up, and the kick is partially blocked, and the Dort College special teams get another block. I think it was Mike Applegate again who got in to get a hand on it. Ball went through the end zone, but it was definitely blocked at the line of scrimmage. And Dort College will take over, first down and 10. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Today's broadcast made possible by Farmers Mutual Insurance Association and Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company, providing Farm Mutual Insurance to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. Skur, the quarterback, he's in the pistol, turns, fakes the handoff to Samuel. He's going to sling it down the field, intended for Aaron Francis, and it's out of bounds, incomplete. Anthony Cervantes actually came down with it, but he was well out of bounds. And it'll be second down and 10. Second and 10, 4:30 remaining. Sioux Center High School football team in action this afternoon. Semifinal round football playoff. They're set to kick off at 4 o'clock at the Interdome, taking on a Kemper team that has been number one most of the season in Class 2A. They're unbeaten. Sioux Center 10-2, so best wishes to the Warriors in their bid to make it to the state title game. Skur, pass, completed to Van Grauw. Van Grauw, 13-yard pickup on the play as he goes airborne for that one. He's brought down by Cervantes. That's Matt McManus on the tackle. 27 rather than Cervantes. So Skur, player whose strength is definitely passing the football, sends a man in motion from left to right, three receivers on the right now. They'll pass it out to Pickney. Pickney in the flat and just a little bit off on the timing as that pass came before Pickney had turned to find it. Pass falls incomplete. It's second down and 10. 4:06 remaining in the game. Dakota Wesleyan 27, North College 0. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center 88.5 FM. Also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Skur, the quarterback. Skur drops back to pass, and now we've got a flag out on the play as the whistle signals the end of the play. That's going to be on the offense. Otherwise, Dort College gets a free play out of it. It's going to be second down and 15. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Back to passes, Skur facing second down and 15. Passes over the top, incomplete. Overshot Samver Hulst. And it's going to be third down. Skur hit on the play. He'll pick himself up off of the ground, the freshman from Hudsonville, Michigan. And he'll try to regroup. Third down and 15. 3:59 left to go in the game. Dakota Wesleyan, 27, Dort College, 0. Back to pass is Skur. Skur rolling right. Throws towards the sideline. Incomplete. Intended for Samver Hulst at the 41-yard line. Would have been short of the first down. And that'll bring up fourth down, and Dort College is forced to punt. 3:54 remaining in this football game. Today's broadcast made possible by CNH Body Repair in Orange City. The reputation didn't happen by accident. Now using environmentally friendly waterborne paint from PPG, and by Borensons of Boyden, handling gravel and excavation needs on the web at borensons.com. When the dust settles, you'll appreciate their quality service. By American State Bank, offices in Sioux Center, Hospers, Granville, Albert, and Hall, member FDIC, and the community. Bonus throw gets away the punt. Takes a Dort College bounce at the 35-yard line and will be downed inside the 30 at the 27. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Dakota Wesleyan will take over in their own territory with 3:43 remaining in regulation. Earlier today, the Dort College women's basketball team lost to Midland 70-51. Men's game is underway in Fremont. Dort College trailed early in that one, 11-8. Football scores from across the conference, none that are in doubt any longer. Northwestern over Midland, 41-14. Hastings over Nebraska Wesleyan, 40-7. Morningside leading Doan, 37-13. Hand off to Barneau. Barneau, the ball carrier. Barneau loses the football. It's picked up by Meilenberg. Meilenberg at the 45-yard line, though. He's going to advance the football into Dort College territory at the 45-yard line. So Barneau lost it. Picking it up was Meilenberg, and he advances it to the 45-yard line where he's finally brought down. Today's broadcast also made possible by a grant from the Defender Gold Club. Take your support of Dort College athletics to the next level. Join the Defender Gold Club by visiting www.dort.edu/DGC. Dakota Wesleyan football at the Dort College 45. Picking up the first down on that broken play. Back to passes, Bain. Bain slinging it towards the sideline. Incomplete. Intended for Meilenberg. Inside the 10, down to the 5. Up 27-0. Dakota Wesleyan going to the air. And that'll bring up second down and 10. So those GPAC football scores right now, Northwestern over Midland, 41-14. These are not final. Hastings over Nebraska Wesleyan, 47. Morningside, 37. Doan, 13. That was a 13-13 game at halftime. Concordia over Briarcliff, 45-7. Second down and 10. Bain, the quarterback, drops back to pass. Pressure by Gardner, and he's going to be thrown down by Micah Applegate. Applegate with a quarterback sack. An 8-yard loss on the play. It's going to be third down and 18. So third down and 18 after Applegate registers the sack of John Bain. Back to pass is Bain again. Bain looking for someone to pass to under pressure. Angling towards the sideline, Seth Vandevort very nearly knocking him down. And as he's at the sideline, the pass intended for Alex Robertson falls incomplete. And that will bring up fourth down unless there's a flag on the play. The officials conferring. I'm looking for where the flag is. Well, it's right in the middle of the field. Here we go. And evidently they picked the flag up. Well, here's Randy Hagedorn now. An illegal forward pass, as they say. Bain was beyond the line of scrimmage when he threw that football down the field. Seth Vandevort forcing him to the sideline. And now Dakota Wesleyan is forced to punt. Getting the punt away will be Porter. Porter puts his right foot into it, taken by Pickney at the 17-yard line. Trade to the 15, and he's brought down, pardon me, to the 20, and he's brought down at the 21-yard line. Dort College trailing 27-0 with 2:16 remaining in regulation. Caleb Luzinger back in at quarterback for the defenders in his last series in all likelihood as a Dort College football player. They're going to spread the offense again. Two receivers right, two left. In the slot are Francis and Fennig. The fullback is Samuels. Luzinger passes out into the flat, incomplete, intended for Daniel Fennig. That's going to bring up second down and 10. The clock stops on the incomplete pass. 27-0, our score, 2:12 remaining in the football game. Dakota Wesleyan is going to improve to 7-2 for the GPAC season. And 8-3 overall. Our college is going to fall to 0-9 and 2-9. Luzinger in the pistol. He's got his fullback behind him. That is Courtney Samuel. Luzinger back to pass. Throws it towards the sideline, intended for Verhulst. Incomplete, just out of the reach of Sam Verhulst. On the coverage for Wesleyan was Tanner Monk. Looking around the rest of the conference, if these scores hold up, and I would certainly think they will, Morningside's going to be the GPAC champion with an 8-1 record. Northwestern's going to be 7-2. Tied with Dakota Wesleyan for second place. Northwestern, in all likelihood, will be in the national playoffs. They were 13th in the last poll. Penalty declined by the defenders. I beg your pardon, by Wesleyan. They'll take the play rather than the yards at this point with 2:06 remaining. Doan's going to fall to 5-4 with their loss today, if that score holds up with Morningside. Nebraska Wesleyan also will slip to 5-4. Concordia is going to improve to 5-4. Midland's going to fall to 3-6. They hand it off to Samuel. Samuel up the middle on third down, and he's dropped for a 4-yard loss on the play on the draw. And that's going to bring up fourth down, and Dort College will be forced to punt. Briarcliff will end their season 3-6 in the conference. And the Hastings College Broncos will go to 2-7. Five games on the conference schedule today. Heath Bonestro on to punt. North College facing fourth down, and we have movement on the line of scrimmage. It's going to be another 5 yards against the defenders on the false start. Someone got a little too anxious. That was Rockland Mao. That's going to bring up fourth down and 19 now. With 1:32 remaining in regulation. Heath Bonestrow on to punt. He's now in his own end zone. And another flag. And another false start on the defenders. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. So Nord College has given Dakota Wesleyan 10 yards on this series. Now Meilenberg is at the 40-yard line of the Nord College defenders. Line of scrimmage is at the 8. Bonestrow gets the snap, gets it away, a line drive kick taken by Meilenberg at the 38. Bobbles it momentarily east to the 35, and a flag thrown on the play at the 28-yard line. And the closing moments of this football game marred by penalties. 1 minute remaining in regulation. We've got a flag on the play. That's at the 28-yard line. So a 10-yard penalty against Dakota Wesleyan. That'll be a holding penalty from the 32-yard line. Wesleyan will have it now at the 42. Wesleyan leads 27-0. 1 minute remaining in this football game, and Wesleyan will snap the football a couple of times, and in all likelihood, that'll be it. And they snap it to Bain. Bain takes a knee. And Dakota Wesleyan will have to snap the football one more time before this one is in the books. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Well, this will bring to a close the 2013 football season for the Dort College defenders. Bain up to the line of scrimmage. Under center, takes his knee. And that's the football game. Our final score, Dakota Wesleyan, 27. Wesleyan improves to 8-3 to close the season. 7-2 in the conference. Nord College falls to 2-9 to close the year. 0-9 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Stay tuned for the Wireless World post-game wrap-up right after this. This is Dort College Football on KDCR, 88.5 FM. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. No numbers yet for this one, so let's go over the scores that we have from the conference today. None of these have gone final, to my knowledge. The only final in thus far is Dort College losing to Dakota Wesleyan 27-0. Other partials or in progress yet. Northwestern leads Midland 41-20. Concordia's gone final with Briarcliff 45-7. That is now a final. Morningside led Doan at last check 37-13 in GPAC football. Hastings over Nebraska Wesleyan 40-7 at last check. And it was Northwestern over Midland by a score of 41-20. Women's basketball earlier today, it was Midland over Dort College 70-51. Men's basketball late in the first half. Defensive struggle in Fremont, 18-18. That was with about 7 minutes left to go in the first half of play in men's basketball. And again, if you want to hear that game, you can hear it via a webcast at www.dort.edu/athletics. Just been handed the numbers. Here they are. Dort College, 119 yards rushing. 72 yards passing. Dakota Wesleyan 155 and 189. Total it out, Dakota Wesleyan 344, Dort College 191. Time of possession, Dakota Wesleyan 31-53, Dort College 28-07. Dort College was penalized 8 times for 76 yards, Dakota Wesleyan 11 times for 68 yards. Dort College converted 3 of 17 third down attempts, Dakota Wesleyan 7 of 14. Individually, Francois Barneau, 158 yards rushing. He closes the season at nearly 1,900 yards for the year. Got those on 29 carries. For Dort College, they were led by Thomas Newman with 27 yards on 10 carries. Sam Verhulst, one carry for 25 yards. Courtney Samuel, 11 carries for 23 yards. Ross Skurr, 5 of 14 through the air for 46 yards. Thomas Newman, 2 of 12 for 26. John Bain for Dakota Wesleyan, 12 for 23 through the air. Had an interception, 3 touchdowns, 189 yards. Darrell Van Grau caught 4 balls for Dort College for 52 yards. Sam Verhulst, 2 catches for 14 yards. Aaron Francis, 1 catch for 6 yards. Anthony Meilenberg, 4 catches for Dakota Wesleyan for 74 yards. Alex Robertson and Francois Barneau, 63 and 37 yards respectively, each on 3 catches. Seth Vandevort, in on 15 tackles by the time the day was done. 9 solo, 6 assists. Jonathan Gardner, 4 and 3. Vanoa Harris, 3-3, Cole McLean, 4 solo, and no assists. For Dakota Wesleyan, Cody Bonte, 7 solos. Eric Gruis, 5 solo and 2 assisted stops. Brady Bonte, 4 solo and 3 assisted stops. Dakota Wesleyan got their scoring like this. Eric Lundberg caught a 5-yard pass from John Bain with 5:05 left to go in the first quarter to go up 7-0. That capped a 12-play, 71-yard drive. Alex Robertson had a 35-yard pass completion from John Bain to cap an 8-play, 69-yard drive with 7:52 remaining in the game, in the first half. And Anthony Meilenberg reeled in a 52-yard pass from Bain with 6:20 left to go in the first half to make it 20-0 at halftime. Dakota Wesleyan's last touchdown came on a 6-yard run by Francois Barneau, capping a 6-yard drive that was set up by a Dort College turnover deep in their own territory. 27-0, the final score. Dort College closes the year 0-9 in the GPAC, 2-9 overall. Dakota Wesleyan goes to 7-2 in the GPAC and 8-3 overall. That will bring to a close our 2013 football season and our football broadcast. Our next broadcast scheduled for next Saturday afternoon, Dort College versus Doan from the DeWitt Gymnasium in men's and women's basketball. Also coming up, we will, of course, watch with a very studied eye on how the pairings, or I should say how the final national poll comes out in terms of volleyball. We'll find out if the Dort College Defenders are able to make it into the postseason poll as an at-large team tomorrow, late in the day when the final poll is released. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. I believe that takes care of everything for the Wireless World postgame wrap. For KDCR Sports, I'm Mike Biker. Good afternoon.